I'm almost done for a day. In fact, almost done for a week. The second week here on Talk Radio, Britain's newest and best national radio station. We are very excited to be part of your lives. Hope we will for many, many weeks, months and years to come. But I'll be handing over, well, moving from the nicely warmed hot seat to handing it over to Mr. John Holmes.
Have you warmed it up?
I have warmed it up.
Have you? It's always suspiciously warm, that seat, when you leave it. I don't mind telling you.
I'm very hot-blooded. You should sit in it after Paul Ross has been here.
I do not want to know what is on that cushion after Paul Ross has sat on it. Thank you very much.
There's an image in everyone's heads as they're about to have lunch. So we're coming up to the weekend. It's a lovely, lovely, bright, sunny day out there, certainly here in London. I hope it is where everyone else is. We're heading into the weekend. Yeah, baby. Not a bank holiday weekend this week, unfortunately. Lots of people still on holidays, though. But got any fun stuff planned, John?
Don't be ridiculous. It's some sort of half-arsed amateurish radio programme. Of course, I haven't got any fun stuff planned. What I am going to try and do is, we did this Lonely Lunch Club thing, right? Lonely Lunch Club. People who...
I meant to call in on that the other day because I was having my lunch on my own.
There you go. So if you are having lunch on your own, the message is we can be your virtual colleague, virtual friend, virtual whatever. We can just chit-chat. But we can do TV. We can do colleagues you don't like in the workplace.
Oh, I love doing that.
Yeah? Yeah?
Who should we talk about?
Well, I don't know. There's quite a lot of them around here.
There are quite a lot. Yeah. Actually, I can see some people through the control room window right now.
Really? Which one do you want?
I'm looking at you, Mark. He's bigger than me. I'm not going to mess with him.
yesterday a man was off because he had a bad back and we just sort of, you know, helped him through his BAP.
Oh, the old bad back story.
Yeah, so, you know, it was just idle chit-chat, really. It was fine. You know, anything you like with that because, we're just there for them.
What if someone comes on and you know, I may well be encouraging some of my friends, my husband may get him to call him. I think he's working from home today. What if someone comes on and they're talking about stuff that, and you suddenly realise they're actually one of your own colleagues, maybe they're actually talking about you?
More than happy with that.
More than happy.
I can slag myself off with the best of them.
That's true.
That's easily done.
Are you giving away any meat today?
No, we're not giving away meat today.
Rubbish show.
We do have a man in a lift reading out. You know, you get the text from the haters, right? You know, you'll be very familiar with this. Also, this is the point. So, what we do is we take all the haters' texts and tweets that we get.
Yeah. I can send you some.
We can please do. We give them to a man called Con. He goes into a lift in the building, and as it's travelling downwards through the building, he reads them out. We call it condescending. Do you see?
Do you see what I did?
See there? So the condescending text tweets literally get read out from a man called Condescending.
Do you know my favourite thing about hate tweets? That's my favourite thing. It genuinely is that someone is sitting there in their little own life and they think, I know what I'll do. I'll send some abuse to someone when they're doing their job and I'll have a go at them.
Yeah.
And it makes me a winner.
Yeah, well, it should. You know what it should be? It should be out there in all walks of life, shouldn't it? In the, you know, if you just want to walk up to people doing their job. Because it's the same thing.
Just say, you're rubbish.
Just the way you opened that till was pathetic.
Let's stop doing that. Listen, John Holmes coming up with you after 1 o'clock. I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back with you on Monday, bright and early-ish at 10 a.m. Thank you so much. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95, benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 1 o'clock. It is Talk Radio. I am a man called the name of John Holmes. There's some programme coming up ahead of that. Here's some news coming out of Victoria's mouth.
Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a delivery driver has been found guilty of preparing to carry out a UK terror attack. A teenager has been jailed over a biscuit row killing. And TV agony aunt Denise Robertson has died.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a 25-year-old from Luton has been found guilty of preparing to carry out a terror attack on US military personnel in Britain. Kingston Crown Court heard Junaid Khan used his job as a delivery driver to get close to East Anglian air bases. After he was arrested in July, he was found to have Al-Qaeda instructions for making a viable pipe bomb. A 16-year-old who stabbed Aberdeen schoolboy Bailey Gwynn to death in what a prosecutor called a silly, trivial fight has been sentenced. The boy admitted fatally stabbing him, but had denied murder. His lawyer told the court he's profoundly sorry. Sky's James Matthews was in court in Edinburgh.
9 years behind bars, plus 2 years supervision upon his release. So in total, the extended sentence, I suppose, would be 11 years, but he'll be in a prison for 9 years.
A protest is being held by young workers at Downing Street over the government's new so-called living wage. 1.3 million people are getting a pay rise, but the measure only applies to people who are 25 and over. Around 2,300 employers have signed up. Director of the Citizen UK Living Wages campaign, Matthew Bolton, has told Talk Radio almost all clubs in the Premier League have failed to enrol.
Currently, it's only Chelsea that are actually a living wage employer. So I understand you've got other clubs, I'm a Spurs fan, but they don't get away with it because they're paying players, you know, £70,000-£80,000 a week, and the people that are serving the hot dogs and keeping the place clean are actually in working poverty, so it's just not good enough.
The government is being accused of cozying up to China rather than taking action to solve the steel crisis. Cheap Chinese imports are being blamed for the collapse in prices leading to Tata's decision to sell its UK steel business. But the Chancellor, George Osborne, insists they are doing everything they possibly can to help steel workers who face losing their jobs. And tributes are being paid to this morning's agony aunt, Denise Robertson, who's died from pancreatic cancer, aged 83. She'd been with the ITV show since its very first episode in 1988. Former presenter Richard Madeley's told Talk Radio Denise would always go the extra mile to help people.
You go into the phone room sometimes 4 hours after the show had gone off air, and a lot of people had gone home for the day, and Denise would still be in there on her own time before she got the train back to the northeast, back to Sunderland, talking to people one-to-one. She was amazing. She was absolutely genuine, absolutely as advertised.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly dry and sunny for much of the south, but cloudy further north with some outbreaks of rain. Heavy at times, though, and feeling windy.
Are you, Victoria?
No, I'm not.
Okay, just checking. It is Talk Radio, 3 minutes past one now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Aston Villa won't pick Gabby Agbonlahor until an investigation into his conduct on a trip to Dubai is finished. He was pictured appearing to hold a shisha pipe. Chelsea manager Gus Hiddink thinks too much has been made of captain John Terry's conversation with Roy Hodgson. The England boss admits they missed the defender, who retired from international football back in 2012. It's not really clear whether Hodgson's ever considered tempting Terry to reverse that decision. Hiddink thinks the chat may have been misinterpreted.
I think it's a little bit overvalued, this, whether they had a conversation, yes or no. But I think it was no issue. It was no issue for either of them.
Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger reckons England should gamble on taking Jack Wilshere to Euro 2016. The midfielder hasn't played all season, but is back in full training now after recovering from a broken leg. Wenger says Wilshere is desperate to play again. Finally, practice is underway ahead of the Bahrain F1 Grand Prix. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Loving the banter. 4 minutes past one, it is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Roll up, roll up. The beating fabulous Fortnite of deals is now on. And ladies and gentlemen, we're offering you an incredible up to 60% off totally unlimited broadband and unlimited UK weekend calls. Plus, you could get an amazing 50% extra data on BT Mobile and a spectacular up to 50% off BT TV. But you need to hurry, as our broadband and mobile deals end 14th of April. Join us today. Visit bt.com/deals to find out more.
BT Mobile, 50% extra data on 2GB plan only. New customers see bt.com/deals for details. Subject to availability, terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the John Holmes Show.
I'm John Holmes, spooning a homeless man.
Hashtag orcs.
Keep it light.
We don't want to see little Simon.
Take it back to Curry's.
Why the hot tap?
I mean, we're not the Samaritans.
12-year-old girl.
Sounds like Simon Danzuk's night out.
In a Wetherspoons in Watford.
Then none. Hugged the Domino's pizza delivery guy. I know it's confusing. Flange.
Good morning. Morning.
And imagine now if the elephant one had bathed in blood. It's nearly all over. Simply all parted out. Setting light to your weekend.
Absolute tune.
She's only 17. She's probably not ready. Morning, Simon, if you're listening. Gaviscon Harris.
Gosh, year's going quickly, isn't it?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of
well, a good afternoon to you then at 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. Hello, hello, and good April to you, and I certainly welcome you to this April Fool's Day edition of Talk Radio in the Afternoons. All the papers this morning, if you've seen them, of course, all full of the japes, aren't they? All fooling you. Did you see the papers? All full of the jokes.
They had me. They got me.
Funny. The Guardian, did you see that? Oh, The Guardian went with a story that they're using very old copies of their G2 supplement to plug up the hole in climate change. It was very, very Guardian. That was the Daily Mail over there as well doing it. Of course, they said they were giving away a free CD by Foreigner. I mean, as if they didn't want mine, sent it back to where it came from. And of course, The Express really surprised everybody, didn't it, by not having a picture of Maddie or Diana on the front. Such japes, isn't it? Obviously, now it's after 12 o'clock, so we can't bring you any lies, except, of course, in this afternoon's headline hijack, because round these parts, every day is April Fool's Day. Make up a news story, hurl it into the news at 2 to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, and who only join us after they've had their lunch. Hello, then. If you want to get a made-up news story to us, by the way, the lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you want.
Anything you want. Right, then. Yes, I'm John Holmes, and just like Donald Trump about turning on abortion, so we now suggest punishments of some kind, not for people who don't want to keep this programme's podcast in their phone's tummy, but rather for anyone who helps them delete it. That's right, our brand new Bouncing Baby podcast is now on iTunes. Simply search for my name to find it, John Holmes. And that's John without an H. Otherwise, you'll get the 70s porn star John Holmes with an H, and you'll have all manner of explaining to do if anyone looks at your search history. So, let's have a sense, then, of what's probably, you know, coming up on today's thing, many of which I imagine Denise Robertson, if she was still with us, would consider to be a problem. Well, for a start, there's Lonely Lunch Club. If you're enjoying a bap or so on your own and you want some company this afternoon, well, that's where we come in. For free, we will be your virtual work colleague slash friend, happy to indulge in idle chit-chat of your choosing. 87222, if you'd like some company.
Start your message with the word talk.
Hi, Jack. We've mentioned there's our new feature, Friday Film Review. Friday Film Review, that's right. So far, so radio. Yeah, except our film reviewer is a blind man. He's called John. This week, he's been out to listen to some films. He'll be here later to tell us about them. There is also the big debate at 3. A man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
He'll be in a lift, travelling downward through the building, reading out texts and tweets we've had from the haters in a feature we call Condescending. That plus live music from a busker we've dragged in off the street. Another edition of there's a lot in this, isn't there?
Yeah.
Another edition of no one's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. And if that wasn't enough, we re-kickstart an ailing Kickstarter. You know, it's like crowdfunding, isn't it? Where people beg for coin to turn their ill-considered idea into a disappointing reality that's doomed for failure. You know, sort of, I don't know, a dating app for Somalian pirates or something, or, I don't know, a British steel industry. No matter how unworkable the idea, we are here to help. All that then, plus some other things. Ginger Dave isn't here again. He isn't producing because he's still in Cardiff bothering some students. Hashtag you tree. Ash Podcasts is assistant producing. Yeah. Chloe's pushing some buttons. Victoria is bursting with news.
I am.
Yes. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is saying Julia Hartley Brewer into a mirror 5 times to see if a monster appears. All right, I've just got a little mirror for you. Just got a little mirror for you here. Just holding that up.
Julia Hartley Brewer. Julia Hartley Brewer.
That's two.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yes.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yes.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
No, nothing happened. Okay, I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio Afternoons from Talk Radio. Yeah, I messed that up at the end.
What?
No, nothing. But press the wrong button. It's 1 minute. No, it's 11 minutes past one.
Messed the time up as well.
It happens. Yeah. It just happens, doesn't it?
Not to this.
I was quite excited about waiting for the Julia Hartley Brewer monster to appear.
That is it. It's come in the form of mistakes.
No. We've got some kind of programme for you, and I think, though, we're going to start the programme with this. Radiohead, it is called High and Dry, 13 minutes past 1 o'clock. Ask me, why don't you, why I'm playing Radiohead's High and Dry on Talk Radio. Bearing in mind, I am Talk Radio's head of music. Why am I playing Radiohead's High and Dry? Take a wild guess, paid intern Cornelius. Even though the minimum wage has come in today, you might be thinking, this is excellent news. Yeah. But it's not for you, though, is it? Because you've got to be over 25, and you're 11.
No way, do you actually?
Yes! Oh. And you're 11, so it's just not happening.
23.
Not happening for you.
Do you want me to ask you why you're playing it now?
If you like.
John?
Yes, Cornelius.
Are you the head of music at Talk Radio?
Yes, I am, self-appointed, but it still counts.
Then can you please explain to me why this song, High and Dry by Radiohead, has been scheduled for the start of your show, please?
Yes, I will explain it right now. The reason is because it is, according to people who know these things, perhaps the most cliched song for buskers to play in the street. It gets them the most money.
I googled
it earlier, and it's in the top 10 of songs that buskers play to get them the most money.
Really?
Yes, High and Dry with Radiohead. But why
is that? Because people pay them to stop?
No, and you don't like Radiohead, do you?
Not at all.
Why not?
They just don't do it for me.
Don't they? What does it for you? Ask Prod Cath. Caths.
Lots of metal, Fear Factory, things like that. Rock.
Nobody plays that.
Is that why you like Talk Radio? Because it's made out of tin pot. That's a metal.
Shut up.
Right, so the reason I play it is because, get this, in the land of Kent, which is beyond the wall, they're bringing in a new street entertaining and busking policy. Right, it's the story everyone's talking about, as you know.
Yes,
I know, yes, terrorism. I know steel industry. I know agony aunt death. I know that people are talking about what's happening on the streets of Swale.
And rightly so.
And that's not even a place properly, right? So this is Swale Borough Council in Kent, right, who are encouraging, they wish to encourage a vibrant street scene, they say, but what they've done instead is bring in a hell of a lot of new rules.
Ugh.
That's
rules for buskers, right, because it's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand down there in Kent with the buskers busking. Willy and also Nilly.
By all accounts.
Listen to this. New guidelines for street entertaining. Code of conduct in Swale. Swale welcomes street entertainers and buskers, but only if you fit the criteria. On council-owned land.
And only between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Everyone's at work then. Everyone's at work.
Noise should not be loud.
So mime artists only.
Yeah. Drumming should only be included as a minor part of the entertainment.
Oh.
Do not.
Oh, really? Do
use
not.
Generators. I haven't ever seen a busker.
A generator?
Drag a massive generator into a town centre and hook up to that.
I've sort of used them, yeah, mini amp sort of thing.
It's not a generator.
No.
It's a mini amp with a car battery.
Can you sing Generator by the Holloways, that song?
Generator, generator.
Yeah, can you sing that? Is that on the rules?
It doesn't say. Well, here's the thing. There are rules, right? There are rules, and there's so many things you can't use. Fire.
Ah.
Knives.
Ah.
I know, weapons of any kind.
Ah.
You can't remove your clothing.
What?
You can't use live animals. Brackets, other than registered assistance dogs. Right? So if you want to juggle animals, right? Or... You know, the only animal you can juggle for entertainment is a registered assistance one. And you can't use language that is likely to cause offence. There are so many rules, right, on here. It's like, it goes on for... But I don't know the rules of busking, right, particularly. I don't know how... I see buskers, I enjoy buskers. Hey, we have live buskers in on a Friday. Mm. We're hopefully going to have one later today to bring live music, Talk Radio's head of music, into this studio. Right, but there are. I didn't realise how many rules there were about what you can and can't do in order to busk. So, no. Ask Prodcast.
Is this going to be something really like the head of the Buskers Council?
No, I want a spokesface from Swale Borough Council who have put these draconian rules on people just trying to scrape a living on minimum wage day.
I can't even.
They can't even use fire or knives.
I can't even get through to my own council. I'm not going to be able to get through to another one, especially after 1 o'clock when they all go on lunch.
Find me Swale Council spokesface and let's talk about their busking policy on the radio.
Okay.
Let's stick it to the man or woman. It's fine. Or transgender, whoever answers the phone.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, okay, we'll do that next. Also, don't forget today, it's all request...
All Friday.
No, it's
some,
not.
Some Request Friday.
Legally, we can't call it All Request Friday because Song and I doesn't really do. Some Request Friday. If you want to request a dedication, a message, or just a simple hello or a shout-out, we'll play you a bit of a speech you want to hear. It's Talk Radio. A bit of a speech you want to hear. Maybe it's a TED Talk. Maybe it's Martin Luther King's. Maybe it's President Obama's inauguration speech. Whatever speech you want to hear that means a lot to maybe you and a loved one, then do let us know, and we will be playing speech requests this afternoon on Some Request Friday, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use @talkradio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you like.
119, I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne. Which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Kent through Lamberhurst, the A21 completely blocked both ways. Multi-vehicle accidents occurred
not too far away from the Scotney Castle roundabout. Queues back towards the A262 as a result of that. Northbound A12 through Essex, one lane remains blocked due to an accident which occurred earlier this morning. Queues for 6 miles prior to junction 24 at Kelvin North. Queues back towards the Boreham interchange. And through Warwickshire, the southbound side of the M6, one lane down due to a breakdown between junction 3 and 2. That's the A444 down towards the A46.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. We'll get you talking. 120 fades out very abruptly. That 122 on Talk Radio. Very quickly, let's go to the text for some of your reactions this afternoon. A lot of reactions coming in. Obviously, it's Talk Radio. That's what you expect. Reactions. You can react. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Add Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you'd like.
What some reactions that are coming in, Cornelius? Very quickly.
Yes. At Dragon has tweeted in to say, "I'm fuming."
Excellent. Any more?
Yes. "I'm fuming" has come in from at Smoker.
Good. Thank you very much. If you want to react, then you know the ways you can react. Do some reacting. Story. If you've been listening, you will know that today's big story is this. Swale Borough Council have issued a new set. Oh, it's the story that the nation is talking about. The amount of Twitters we're getting on this. We've had some Instagram on it. A couple of people have contacted us on Tinder about it. It's honestly going crazy. So it's the big story. Everyone's talking about it. Swale Borough Council's new rules for buskers and street performers. We've been talking about it. And Cass has got us somebody from Swale Borough Council on the telephone. Hello, Lynn Newton. Hello. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Lynn?
Great. Friday afternoon. Couldn't be better.
It could be better, couldn't it, Lynn?
Why?
Because of the buskers.
Oh, let's hope we get a really good response on this. You know, the towns are pretty flat at the moment outside of our normal sort of diary of events.
Yeah.
And we would really love to have people come into the towns giving us some of their impromptu performances.
What do you do at Swale Borough Council, Lynn?
It's a bit of a mixed portfolio of jobs, but basically I try to connect people through projects and activities and use our public spaces as best we can. So green spaces and public realm.
I see. So, are you responsible for the new rules that buskers can and can't do?
I have written some guidance. I don't like you to use the word rules because I like this to be a very flexible approach.
I see. Before we get on to that, just talk me through how, if someone did want to come and entertain the good people of the area of Swale, what would they have to do? Is it like an audition? I've always wondered this about buskers. Is it like a sort of audition process where it's a bit like The Voice, but with councillors?
No.
Oh.
I am absolutely set against that at the moment. I really just want people to come in and use the public space. So no auditions, no pre-booking, literally pitch up in a sensible place and engage with the passing, you know, residents, shoppers, visitors.
But the rules are these now, of course. Performances should not include fire.
Yeah.
Knives.
No.
Weapons.
Whoa.
Removal of clothing.
Way.
Nudity.
No.
That's the same thing. Live animals, brackets other than registered assistance dogs.
Yes.
Gravy. Merkins. Worms, other than registered assistance worms. And shelving unit. I mean, it's a draconian approach, Lynn.
No, not at all. I think this gives people the flexibility to bring something new to the town. Come on, we've got three historic town centres here. Who wants fire brought into the town centre? You know, the loss of our fabulous historic heritage.
She's right, you know. Look what happened in London that time.
What
are the towns we're talking about, Lynn, for those that may not know where Swale is?
Okay, well, Faversham.
Yes.
Medieval market town,
yes.
Sittingbourne.
Yes.
And Sheerness on the Isle of Sheppey.
Oh, dear. I mean, out of all of those, you know, at least one of them's not that nice, is it, to be honest?
All three have different characteristics that make them great. Come on!
Yeah, I've seen Sheppey's characteristics.
Yep.
I suggest bring the fire. Lynn, do you not think that... What if someone's act revolved around knife juggling, right?
Yeah.
And you're now saying that they cannot bring their act to people of Faversham, Sittingbourne, and the bad people of Sheerness?
I think if they could make a sensible case, we would consider it. And remember, this is just guidelines that are out for consultation. So if your listeners respond in such a way that they say, no, we'd love to see sort of acts involving knives, tell us. Give us the reasons why it makes the act entertaining and why it's going to draw a crowd. We'd consider it at this stage.
Nudity.
Not really.
Okay. think about this, though. Have you not seen the... Think about where this could go, Lynn. Because have you not seen the film Footloose?
Yes.
Do you remember what happened in the film Footloose, Lynn? Right, they tried to ban dancing, didn't they?
Mm.
Right? And then, right, you're not allowed to dance. Look what happened. Kevin Bacon led all of the children into the river, didn't he? I might be getting it mixed up with the story of the Pied Piper. I don't know. Yeah. But is that what you want, Lynn? Do you want Kevin Bacon leading all the children of Swale into the River Medway? Is that what you want, Lynn?
No, but I tell you what, let's try and get some of our young people down because there's an enormous amount of talent here that we haven't yet seen. It's an opportunity. It's a blank sheet of paper. It's a platform to get people out performing, you know, and interacting with our residents and visitors.
Let me run some other cans and can'ts past you. Just say yes or no. No knives, we've heard about that. Other cutlery.
Possible, yeah. Why not?
We've heard about live animals, dead animals.
Not good. Smell.
Bongo drums, no one likes them.
No, but actually, we have a great bongo group, and they've already come forward and said, hey, you could be excluding us. So we're saying, tell us about what you do. We'd like to welcome you to the streets.
Bongo.
Bongo.
They drink it in the Congo, Lynn.
They do. I loved that drink.
How about this? Human statues, this should be a rule, as I've seen it happen. You know human statues?
Yeah, I do.
Right? I've seen people put a hat in front of just real statues and walk off.
Does anybody contribute?
Yeah, thousands, in their thousands.
Yeah, it's very popular.
Well, do you know what? We have a fantastic statue here in the High Street in Sittingbourne. I'd love to see that happen. Really would love to see that happen.
Who the hell's from Sittingbourne that deserves a statue, Lynn?
Our bargeman, our historic bargeman, who used to take the barges up and down to London, carrying the bricks up to London and bringing the waste back down here.
Fine. Okay, final question. You can't use fire. We've established fire.
Yeah.
Earth or wind?
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Go on. Yeah. Let's have a proposal around wind.
Well, you heard it there. That is an official spokesman from Swale Borough Council calling for a proposal around wind. Lynn, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon.
You're welcome.
That is Lynn Newton. She does things at Swale Borough Council. And if you have an act that you'd like to perform on the streets of Sittingbourne or Faversham or, God help you, Sheppey, then you can. There you go. But now you know what you can and can't do. I think we've got to the bottom of that. Massive debate on Talk Radio. We've got tweets coming in about this big issue.
Angry has said, buskers!
Yes.
And the street at Street Performer has also said, yes!
Okay, any reactions on 87222, please?
Start your message with the word talk.
Or if you'd like to tweet us.
Start your message with the word...
No?
With the... No, it's a specific word today.
Oh, was it?
Melon.
like to tweet us, just start the message with the word melon at Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A British Islamic extremist has been found guilty of planning a terror attack on American military personnel in Britain. 25-year-old Janae Khan is facing a life sentence. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Kingston Crown Court heard Junaid Khan used his job as a delivery driver to visit air bases which host US Air Force units. Officers found Al-Qaeda instructions for making a viable pipe bomb on his laptop, photos of him posing with an Islamic State group flag, and messages with a British jihadi who was killed in a US drone strike in Syria. The 25-year-old from Luton, who showed no emotion as the verdict was read out, will be sentenced in May.
The Chancellor says the government is doing everything it possibly can to help steel workers who face losing their jobs after Tata decided to sell its UK business. George Osborne says he's working to impose tariffs on cheap Chinese imports, which are being blamed for the collapse in prices. A judge has told a 16-year-old he's a risk to others as she sentenced him to 9 years behind bars for stabbing a school pupil in Aberdeen. Last month, he was cleared of murder and convicted of the lesser charge of culpable homicide. A jury heard his victim, Bailey Gwynn, who was also 16, was attacked at Colts Academy after a row over a biscuit. Young workers are staging a protest at Downing Street over the government's new so-called living wage. 1.3 million people are getting a pay rise, but the measure only applies to people who are 25 and over. And tributes have been paid to this morning's agony aunt, Denise Robertson, who's died of pancreatic cancer at the age of 83. Philip Schofield says he's heartbroken, while co-presenter Holly Willoughby says we'll miss her deeply. The weather: a mainly dry and sunny day for much of the south, but cloudy further north with some outbreaks of rain, heavy at times and feeling windy. Highs are 13 degrees.
Heavy at times and feeling windy.
There's lots of wind today.
Are you describing Paul Ross?
Well, now you've said it.
Yeah, I know, I did say it, yeah. Do we have sport now? I can't remember.
No, it's just top of the hour, John.
Is it fine? All right, I just don't know the rules yet. I don't know what I'm doing. Victoria, thanks so much. Speaking of the top of the hour, as indeed we were, of course, you'll be speaking the news at the top of the hour.
Yes.
But within it will be a headline hijack.
That's correct.
Right, OK, details of that coming up after this weird bit of production.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:33. Good afternoon to you. And on the programme today, it's Friday. I'm John Holmes, by the way. Hello. Hi. It's Friday, so it's All Request Friday.
No. It's Some Request Friday due to legal reasons.
Some Request Friday due to legal reasons. Those legal reasons involve BBC Radio 2 and the Simon Mayo programme, because he does All Request Friday, so we can't use that. So it's Some Request Friday. So if you've got some request, then do get it over here. But unlike Simon Mayo, who of course does shout outs and dedications and birthdays and anniversaries and stuff, we I can't play music, of course, because we're a talk radio. So so if you want to request a talk or a speech of any kind, then here's the place to do it. You can do it on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like, or melon.
Some Request Friday for speeches. Now, they can be anything, as I said, anything from Martin Luther King. You know, just any speech. If it means something to you, you know, maybe you went through a divorce and a TED Talk about the International Mars Research Station got you through it. Whatever it might be, and you want to simply hear it again. Maybe you're in a car and you just like to mouth along with a famous speech that you know. Then you know people do like to join in, don't they? Some of them are quite catchy. Then let us know, and we will be playing speeches for you this afternoon for your requests and dedications. It says, "Hi, John. This has just come in from, who's this from? Lucy. Hi, John. My son had a parents' evening last week, and he did really well. So please could you play his favourite TED Talk for him as a little treat.
That's nice,
isn't it?
Nice.
That's nice. He hasn't put his name on it, though. I don't know his name. So anyway, my parents' evening, the other week, did really well. Please could you play his favourite TED Talk just as a little treat for him. He'd like to hear Esther Perel.
She's been very popular on the request today, actually.
Esther Perel's TED Talk on the secret to desire in a long-term relationship.
And at the heart of sustaining desire in a committed relationship, I think, is the reconciliation of two fundamental human needs. On the one hand, our need for security, for predictability, for safety, for dependability, for reliability, for permanence, all these anchoring, grounding experiences of our lives that we call home. But we also have an equally strong need, men and women, for adventure, for novelty, for mystery, for risk, for danger, for the unknown, for the unexpected, surprise, you get the gist, for journey, for travel. So reconciling our need for security and our need for adventure into one relationship, or what we today like to call a passionate marriage, used to be a contradiction in terms. Marriage was an economic institution.
And there it was. We play that especially for Lucy, whose son had parents' evening last week, did really well, and wanted us to play his favourite TED Talk for him. And that was his favourite. And Lucy's actually, well, that was on Lucy's. Lucy's texted in again and said they're actually driving to go swimming
really?
This afternoon. Yeah, and he was he loved that. He was, and she said his name's Paul. Little Paul. He's 9 years old, and he loves that. And he was apparently just talking along with it in the car.
Oh, that's so
isn't
nice.
That nice?
That's,
anyway,
it's just nice to hear on a Friday,
isn't it? Though,
yeah,
it's a big Friday speech, that isn't it?
Yeah,
I find Esther
yeah.
Perel's "The Secret to Design a Long Term Relationship." Good Friday speech.
Yeah, good Friday.
So if you've got a speech you want to hear, just as a request or dedication with Talk Radio, then 87222 for that, and we'll try and get through as many as we can during the afternoon. The news will be coming at 2 o'clock here on Talk Radio. It's as you'd expect. It's the news. What the ruddy hell do you think happens at 2 o'clock? It's traditional. However, what is not so traditional, even on the day of April Fools, it's after 12 o'clock. Technically, we can't fool anyone anymore. However, every day is April Fool's Day round here on Afternoons on Talk Radio, because we invite you to put a made-up news story into the news at 2 o'clock every single day. It will come out of the mouth of Victoria. It will sound real because it's out of a journalist's mouth. And we do it because we think there aren't people listening to the... Well, overall, there aren't people listening to this, but specifically, some of them go out for lunch, they come back at 2 o'clock, so they don't hear this bit of the programme. You are listening, though, and as their punishment, and I'm not going to backtrack on that like Donald Trump does when he tries to dish out a punishment, right? As a punishment, they get to listen to the news and believe it, but there'll be a made-up news story in there that they'll believe as well, because it'll be buried within the news. That's how it works. It's Headline Hijack. If you'd like to send in a made-up news story, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you like.
This has come in, thank you very much, from Graham. It's National Mullet Day. On the 31st of September, it's being announced now to give people enough time to grow their hair out at the back. And if you want to get involved in National Mullet Day, 31st of September is the date for your diary. So start growing your hair out the back now. What have you got, Cornelius?
According to Zach, to improve their knowledge of the housing market, new homeowners must complete a game of Monopoly against their estate agent.
And to prove online etiquette. Did we do that one yesterday? Online etiquette.
Yeah, I think
it's worth repeating.
Yeah.
Online etiquette. Google have announced that you will need to type please or thank you at the end of all search requests.
I really like that one.
I think
I wish that was true.
That would make the world a nicer place.
Yeah.
Metro, people who read the Metro on the train, the Metro itself has announced plans to charge people who read over the shoulders of people on a minute-by-minute basis. It's Metro's free. It's a way of raising money.
That is quite harsh. You might as well just get your own Metro.
You might as well just get your own Metro. But yeah. If you are one of the people who are too lazy to bend down to pick up a Metro then and try to read it over the shoulder of someone else, then bear in mind there will be a charge from that from next week. Now, we've got Lonely Lunch Club coming up. I'm going to suggest, though, to producer Cass, that we go to the ads first, and then we do Lonely Lunch Club after the ads, and then pick up some more headline hijacks.
Good production meeting there.
Thank you. Having a little production meeting on air there. So, yeah, let's do that. And I think we've got a Lonely Lunch Club caller. Now, this, in case you haven't heard it, Lonely Lunch Club is where if you are eating alone at any point, well, lunchtime, then all you have to do is get in touch, because we will be your virtual colleague. The lines are open for this right now. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
But then, just so, because there are so many texts coming in, it's hard to work out what's for what, right? So, put the word lunch.
Yeah.
Yes? So start the message with the word talk. That means it comes into the studio. But then put lunch if you'd like to be involved in Lonely Lunch Club. If you're having lunch on your own, allow us to be your virtual colleague and friend. We'll chat, whichever way around you want. That's the point. It's up to you. I said chit.
I know.
It is up to you. Whatever subject. Could be last night's TV, could be films, could be relationship breakdowns, could be some colleagues in your workplace you don't like. Maybe you're having lunch at home. We'll chat about that. We'll chat about you going on holiday. Just whatever you like. We'll chit chat. We'll role play it and we'll become your virtual friend or colleague. That's how Lonely Lunch Club works. If you'd like to get involved with it, at Talk Radio, you can use Twitter as well, but put lunch. And if you'd like to text us, 87222, start your message with the word talk, then put the word lunch and your name. It's 1:42. We'll do a Lonely Lunch Club next. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's fast, it's loud, and this weekend the Formula One season continues live on Channel 4. After a lively, dramatic and action-packed curtain raiser, the season is poised to take off. Nico Rosberg holds a slight lead over Lewis Hamilton, but will Sebastian Vettel's Ferrari spoil Mercedes' party this year? Can Renault's Julian Palmer continue his impressive start to the season? Will new team Haas cement their reputation as a team to be reckoned with? One thing's for sure, it's going to be very, very, very fast. Formula One live coverage across the weekend on Channel 4.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless, it's the only change you need.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Kent through Lamberhurst, the A21 completely blocked both ways. Multi-vehicle accidents occurred not too far away from the Scotney Castle roundabout. Queues back towards the A262 as a result of that. Northbound A12 through Essex, one lane remains blocked due to an accident which occurred earlier this morning. Queues for 6 miles prior to junction 24 at Kelvin North. Queues back towards the Boreham interchange. And through Warwickshire, the southbound side of the M6, one lane down due to a breakdown between junction 3 and 2. That's the A444 down towards the A46.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Here we go then.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
It is is Lonely Lunch Club on Talk Radio. I explained what the hell it was just before those adverts, so I'm not going to do it again. However, suffice to say, a man who is eating lunch alone, he's called Josh. He's on the telephone right about now. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
All right, yeah, I'm good.
Good. Okay, so you know what Lonely Lunch Club is. That's why you got in touch. What do you do, Josh?
What I did, I was doing basically website design until Tuesday, and then I kind of got myself fired for a thing that I did. So I'm currently looking for work.
Right.
And, yeah.
Now, the obvious question here, is what are you having for lunch?
What I'm having for lunch, I'm having a Marmite sandwich, and I don't even like Marmite, so that's what I had in the cupboard.
You're sort of punishing yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like it's what I deserve, really, in a way.
What did you do to get fired?
It's really stupid. Basically, I was like a sort of a temporary worker there, not, you know, fairly expendable.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I was going to move up in the company, and, you know, I was doing pretty well. So I thought I'd send my CV in, like, for another internal role.
Yeah.
And they gave me 15 minutes to do it, not very long. And so I thought I'd go ahead and send it. But the CV I sent in happened to be a joke CV that I made up a long time ago that I sent to a friend. And it basically, all it contained was just my name and my details, and then just in big capital letters, it just said, hire me. I won't eat any of your crayons if you have any in the office. And they didn't find it funny. They thought I was, I was kind of taking the mickey out of them, and they didn't take kindly to it. And,
right.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair. Right, let's start role playing this right now, because you know how Lonely Lunch Club works, don't you? You know, you've got an issue that you want to talk about. That's fine, and and we'll now set up a situation whereby we're your virtual friend / colleague, former colleague maybe, and just sort of chit chat it out a bit. That's how Lonely Lunch Club works, of course. I'll start it off. Hi, how's how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. I've just made a good deal with China. I'm a high level executive. So
no, you don't role play. We role play. You're you.
Okay. Oh, I'm just me. Oh, yeah, it's going well.
Yeah, it's going well. Is that a Marmite sandwich?
It is. Yeah.
Why do you like Marmite? You like Marmite, do you?
I don't like Marmite. It's disappointing.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I know it's like you're supposed to have a love-hate relationship with Marmite, but you either love it or hate it, they say. Mm. But actually, I'm ambivalent. So, you know, I'm not their target advertising demographic, really, am I? If I'm honest.
No, I would, yeah. You know? I'm fairly ambivalent about it, to be fair.
Yeah, good. So, shame to hear that you lost your job.
Yeah, yep.
You know,
my own fault.
I know. You know. I mean, I hope we were chatting about it in the office. And you know, I mean, while you did a stupid thing, you know. I mean, I was saying to who's one of your colleagues, Josh? Who was one of your colleagues?
Keith.
As I was saying to Keith, you know, I said Josh, he's just sent a CV in. There was a joke CV. There wasn't swearing on it.
Mm.
He just made a reference to eating crayons. And, you know, with crayons, you either love them or hate them, don't you?
Yeah.
Things I'm ambivalent about, eating crayons.
I think it's a strong thing to do, really. Like, if you go into an office and you don't eat crayons, that's someone that has potential.
I don't think it's a point off a CV. I thought if you added to the CV, willing to eat crayons, I think that shows a... I'll tell you what it's a bit like, Josh.
You're saying I did the wrong thing, that I should have said that I would eat crayons, that I'd be more... if they would have been more keen to...
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because it's like when... You know that story of Van Halen? When they used to go... Well, I'll tell you. When they used to go on tour, Van Halen, right? Do you mind if I bite your sandwich? Can I bite your sandwich, by the way? No? Can I have a bite of your sandwich? That's fine, doesn't matter.
Oh, no, sorry. No.
That's fine. You know Van Halen? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Van Halen, the band, yeah. Well, they when they used to go on tour, they used to send a rider around that said they wanted a bowl of M&Ms with the blue ones taken out. Right? And that was on their list of demands. But the reason they did it was because they knew that if a promoter in a music venue did do that for them, then he would have also taken care of all of the other requirements, which were the important ones about the sound levels and the quality of the mixing and all the rest, right?
So if I had said, don't, I won't eat any of the blue crayons, I would have been fine.
Well, I'm saying that if you had expressed a willingness to eat crayons, both wax and standard, then it shows a willingness in the workplace to take on any task.
I didn't know I was going to come onto the show and get actually good career advice.
No.
This is, yeah. This
no,
is
no, no, neither did I, because that's not what I'm normally skilled at.
My mind is blown.
But in this case, I think that that's what you maybe should have done. So the next job you go for, right? I mean, don't just put the crayon thing. Do put some skills.
Yeah.
But just at the end, where it says, you know, what does it sound like? It says other skills or something, doesn't it?
Yeah,
It's where people would always put driving license.
Skills and hobbies.
Hobby. I mean, who cares what your bloody hobby is on a CV? You mean, genuinely, if you're an employer, right, are you at all interested? If so, you're, oh, yeah, okay, well, skilled in Microsoft Word. Yeah, well, everyone is. I've sent emails. Yeah, everyone has. Skilled in that. Specifically, and at the end, hobbies, and people just put, oh, people panic, don't they? They put watching films. Yeah! How's that going to raise you above the rest of the CVs that are on the, you know, but if you put, I eat crayons, if asked, then already, I think you're moving up the pile. You know.
I think that's actually a legitimately good thing you could put in your CV, to be fair.
Yes!
You know you're working for the right people if they laugh at it, so.
Yeah, well, exactly. You don't want to work with gits, do you?
No.
Like, you don't want to work here. why not put ambivalent about Marmite? Just as an extra.
Yeah.
Just at the bottom as a little.
Make you stand out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because that's
love or hate me, so, you know.
It's a good talking point in an interview, isn't it?
Mm.
Good. Anyway, we've done career advice. And I said this was chit chat. Anything else you want to chit chat about? Bear in mind.
Earlier, like when you were talking to Julia Hartley Brewer, she mentioned that she got trolled online.
Yes.
She said that it should happen in real life, or it could happen in real life. That actually did happen to me once. Like when I was, I used to work in a computer shop, and someone came in and said, "Do you know what a basic string is in C++?" I was like, well, "No." He goes, "Oh, you're rubbish then." Then walked out. So, yeah, that's before the days of Twitter and everything.
Yeah,
how it used to work.
I feel that's let's hark back to those old days, Josh. I don't think that's unreasonable at all, is it? I think you're right. People go online, they hide, don't they? The trollers,
texters,
they hide behind
keyboard
these anonymous
warriors.
Yeah, them. They hide behind these personas, don't they? And
I think the use of the word warrior is a bit strong. I think you know.
Yeah.
So something less than a warrior.
Keyboard cowards.
Yes.
Yeah. The opposite.
With a K.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Or should keyboard have a curly K?
I don't know.
No, probably your version.
Yeah.
That's really. But this should be a new thing. So come out from behind your keyboards, you cowards. And if you want to troll somebody, you go up to their face and do it in their place of work rather than just say, "Oh, I hate this. Oh, I'm listening to talk radio. There's a rubbish man."
I don't know if that's good advice, because you might have people turning up, you know, with real weapons.
You can't bring weapons. That's not the rules. You just got to troll them. There's someone at the door. Hang on a minute. You got to troll them in real life, and that's the future. Don't you just go up to them and you troll? Hang on. Just bear with me. Just someone at the door. Come in.
You're rubbish.
It's just someone from the office there listening. See, that's obviously it works, doesn't it? So don't go hiding behind the keyboard. Oh, you're so rubbish at talk radio. What are you on it for? You're rubbish at it. You are. No, not that. Just come in. Do what Jim from the office just did.
Jim.
Come in there. Right. I don't think Jim was listening to that. Jim, you're rubbish at emptying the photocopier.
Well, now you're being a radio coward.
Oh, right. I'll go and do it through the door. Fine.
Radio.
I'm just doing it through the door then.
That's a band name.
Hang on.
Radio coward, a band name.
Yeah, radio coward. Radiohead, radio
you're
coward.
You're doing the toner in the photocopier. Yes, don't look at me like that. You started it. I hate Jim.
I can see him typing out an email to HR now.
This is the future. Hater, that's what I call it. This is the future, isn't it? Live
trial. Don't be a hater, yeah.
Yeah. Josh, have we kept you company enough throughout your lonely lunch, do you think now?
Is that all done? Yeah, thank you.
Good, you're very welcome. Thanks, Josh, go away now. If you'd like to be our Lonely Lunch Club member, join the Lonely Lunch Club. Do it. Get on the list, because then we could be calling you next week and having idle chit-chat about anything you like. You can get in touch with us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
But write the word lunch on it as well, so we know what's going on. You can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with the word lunch.
Or simply walk up to us and shout, "I hate you!" in our faces. That's also fine, because that's the future of trolling. Now, very quickly, the news is coming very shortly. We'll have a made-up news story in it, so we do need to get to the bottom of who's won today's headline hijack, of course. Let's go through some of them, find out who is headline hijacking. That's not the right one. It's that, isn't it? Right, good. The Hells... The computer's broken again. I hate it when it does this. Just talk amongst yourself, Cornelius. Talk amongst yourself while I fix it.
Hey, Con, have you got a big weekend planned? I've got work tomorrow evening on a... But tomorrow I'm actually going out tonight with Ricky. I fixed it.
I fixed it now.
From the Gould Brothers. Are we done?
Yeah. Headline hijack then. So professional. I know, Jim. I know this.
Jim had a point.
Fine. Have you got a headline hijack?
Yeah. Apparently, according to Sarah, a man has hijacked a number 170 bus with a plastic spoon. He's insisting that someone bring him a VHS copy of Ghostbusters 2.
Right.
It's a bit odd.
It's a bit odd, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, there are old people listening to this, so that's absolutely fine. I was expecting nothing less. What's this? Microsoft's new AI program will revolutionise the way we live, according to their keynote speech on Wednesday. The head of Microsoft has refused to answer the question on whether or not he was the infiltrator that was leading the robot revolution of planet Earth.
He's one of them.
We met some of them yesterday.
Yeah, we met one of them yesterday.
And he's one of them as well.
Yeah.
I think we have a winner. Who's won?
Who's won?
Yes.
I don't know. Cass knows the name.
Oh, it was in a text down here. It was from Chris in Braintree. Chris in Braintree has got his made-up news story into headline hijack. It will come out of the mouth of Victoria in the news, which is going to be next. Still to come on the programme, by the way, today. There will be a diversity paper review. Of course, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that that's people from diversity reviewing the papers. I'm not sure which diversity it is today, if I'm brutally honest, but we'll find out later, I imagine. Hopefully we'll have a live busker in the studio for live music Friday. It is also Some Request Friday. If you'd like to request a speech of any kind on Talk Radio, then we will be doing it as the afternoon wears on. If you want to request a speech or dedication you will get a speech that is perhaps one of your favourites, something that means a lot to you. Let us know, 87222, and we'll be there with Some Request Friday. There's other stuff coming up, but I'll explain it all because I'm running late to the news now. My own fault, really. I've only got myself to blame. Right, OK, Talk Radio, coming up to 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. News will be after this.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Startup Fair. Are you an exhibitor?
Yeah, Rachel Dunn, Twinkle Cupcakes.
Right, got your schedule and coffee token?
Yep.
Oh, and your public liability insurance?
No.
We need it for all stallholders. Contact Direct Line. Their annual public liability policy covers you at trade fairs, and they'll email right away to confirm you're covered.
So I could still set it up today?
Sure.
With an extra coffee token.
Nice try. Next, please.
Instant proof and confirmation of cover. Can your public liability insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. Valid email address required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Forget the everyday. Now picture yourself in a used 15-plate Nissan Juke. You look good, don't you? Do you know what looks even better? The price. From just £12,075.
The Nissan April Used Car Event. From the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk radio.
It is 1 minute past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio that you're listening to. I am John Holmes and Victoria will have your news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a man's been convicted of planning a terror attack in the UK. The new living wage is criticised and Richard Madeley pays tribute to this morning's Denise Robertson.
Talk Radio.
A man from Luton has been found guilty of planning attacks on US armed forces based in Britain. 25-year-old Junaid Khan has also been convicted at Kingston Crown Court of preparing to go to Syria to join the Islamic State group. Alex Dibble has more for Talk Radio.
The trial of British Islamic extremist Junaid Khan heard he used his job with a pharmaceutical firm as a cover to scout United States Air Force bases in East Anglia. Detectives found messages the 25-year-old had exchanged with an Islamic State group fighter in Syria, describing attacking military personnel after faking a road accident. Khan's been remanded into custody until sentencing next month.
The business secretaries arrived in Port Talbot to meet steelworkers to tell them the government's on their side. Sajid Javid is trying to reassure them after Tata Steel announced it's selling its entire UK business, including the plant in South Wales. MPs are being accused of blocking a measure which would have tackled the dumping of cheap Chinese steel in Europe. Treasury Minister David Gawk doesn't accept that.
We are determined to ensure that we do everything that we can to ensure that we've got a viable steel industry in the long term. We'll continue to work to do that in what are, we accept, difficult circumstances because of the overproduction of steel around the world.
There's anger from unions and business groups over the introduction of the new national living wage, which comes in today. Unions say young people will miss out and firms aren't happy about the extra costs. Millions of people will benefit, though, for the rise for over 25s. A 17-year-old has been found guilty of the manslaughter of a boy using a 25-inch zombie killer knife. He was cleared of murdering Stephen Appleton in a park in London last June. There's a warning that around a fifth of the world's population will be obese within the next decade. A new study says more adults in the world are now obese and are underweight for the first time. And Denise Robertson, who was known to millions as this morning's agony aunt, has died from pancreatic cancer at the age of 83. Philip Schofield says he's heartbroken. Denise had been with the programme since its first episode in 1988. Former presenter Richard Madeley's told Talk Radio she spoke from her own experiences to genuinely help others.
It was gold, you know, it was absolutely real, and it meant something. I mean, she did, I guess, what we all strive to do in our pathetic little lives, but she succeeded. She made a difference. She made a difference to individuals' lives, a difference that would last them for their lifetime.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly dry and sunny for much of the south, but cloudy further north with some outbreaks of rain, which will be heavy at times, feeling windy with highs of 13 degrees.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Aston Villa won't pick Gabby Agbonlahor until an investigation into his conduct on a trip to Dubai is finished. He was pictured appearing to hold a shisha pipe. Chelsea striker Diego Costa is facing a further one-match ban after admitting improper conduct during their FA Cup defeat at Everton last month. It relates to his reactions being shown a second yellow card in the 2-0 loss. Costa's also been fined £20,000 and warned about his future behaviour. He's already serving a two-match suspension over that red card. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger reckons England should gamble on taking Jack Wilshere to Euro 2016. The midfielder hasn't played all season, but is back in full training now after recovering from a broken leg. Wenger says Wilshere is desperate to play again.
When you're a football player, you want to compete at the top level, and what is important is that Jack
is frustrated enough. Mm-hmm. I believe it's very important for his confidence mm-hmm. and that he can go to the Euro sure. and that he can play. Yeah. And for England as well, it's important that they have a player of his quality
Absolutely
available.
Right.
Finally, Nico Rosberg was fastest in first practice for the Bahrain F1 Grand Prix. He finished ahead of world champion Lewis Hamilton, who came second. That's your latest sports news, yeah. powered by TalkSport.
And finally, Avril Lavigne has announced today she's launching her new range of portable lavatories called Lavtree. The idea being that anyone should be able to do their business at any time. And these instant blow-up treats will provide exactly the right amount of discretion needed in any location.
Thanks, Victoria. 2:05. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil. In the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Here we go then, into Friday afternoon, 2:06. Hello, I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Still to come, there will be the quiz that nobody wants. It's Paul Rossmaster. Your knowledge of Paul Ross tested almost to breaking point. Taking part today as Virgin Radio launched this week our sister station. Virgin Radio's evening presenter, Tim Cocker, will have his knowledge of Paul Ross well and truly tested at about 2:45 this afternoon. We'll also be re-kickstarting an ailing Kickstarter, you know, crowdfunding where people beg for coin. That's going to be happening. Turning an ill-considered idea into a disappointing reality. We'll be helping them before the afternoon is out. Very quickly, let's go to Cornelius, ahead of film reviewing. For some reaction, what reaction are you getting coming in?
Yes, lots of messages coming in. Rugby Lad says, down it, down it, down it. And an unrealistically long Twitter handle that simply does not possible to exist, as it defies the rules of Twitter and also has a slight mistake in the middle of it, has said yes.
Excellent news. Thank you very much, Cornelius. It's also Some Request Friday, of course. Now, if you've got a speech that you want to hear, it's a talk radio show, Victoria. Obviously, we can't play music.
That's right.
And plus, Simon Mayo seems to hold the copyright on the phrase All Request Friday on Radio 2, so we can't use that. So it's legally Some Request Friday.
Okay.
But what you can do, what we're asking, if you want a message or dedication for a loved one, of course, earlier Lucy said her son, Paul, who I think she said was he 9, had a very good parents' evening not so long ago, and he wanted a request played for him his favourite TED Talk. And we played for him Esther Perel's The Secret to Desire in a Long-Term Relationship, and apparently a little chap was mouthing along with it in the car.
Wow.
Off to go swimming. So if you've got a talk that you want to hear, means something to you, maybe you want to play it for an anniversary, something that just means a lot to you, for whatever reason, or just a shout out, you might be on your way somewhere for the weekend and you would like to hear a speech on the radio, you know, have a look across to the car next to you, watch, if they're listening to Talk Radio, they'll be joining in with it, won't they? This is from Ross in Teesside. Good afternoon, John, Con, Victoria and the team. Not you, Cass. It was my grandparents' diamond anniversary. Congratulations to them. It was their diamond anniversary. They'd love to hear Kim Jong-un's speech from New Year's Eve, declaring that he's ready for war. In the original Korean. So especially for Ross and his grandparents, this is it. Ready for war in Korean. Here we go.
What?
Where is it?
Do we have it?
What do you mean we don't have it? Colin, why do they think she has it?
I think that maybe we lost the CD. It's not in the CD rack. Maybe. Well, you know Simon from The Office.
Yes.
He's been going through all the speeches in the CD rack and he's been very disorganised.
In reality, have you screwed it up?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Have you messed it up, Cornelius?
I have, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Are we going to have to play, we're going to play
it's
that
not in English, so we can't check it for swear words.
Was that the reason?
Yeah, honestly, we're not that. I'm not sure whether we're allowed to.
It's Korean!
Swear in Korean on the radio.
Who's going to know?
Koreans. North and South, so that's two countries worth listening.
I'm really sorry, Ross and Teesside. we'll play that before the end of the show.
Okay.
Great. Fine. All right. Aren't we doing film reviews, Cass? Well, where's the film reviewer?
Oh. Let's bring him in.
Look, this is a shambles. What's going on?
It's fine.
What? I mean, what?
We got news in haikus. Should we do that?
Look, no.
What do you mean no?
What's going... Look, right, so hang on. There's a producer, right?
Yeah.
It's Cass.
Yes.
Why haven't you produced this bit properly?
I was going to bring him in
yes.
when we played the TED Talk that Con
yes.
just made up.
Well, he didn't make it up. It's a request.
But he didn't get it, did he?
Where is it, Con?
I don't know. I wasn't told to get it.
Wait, what does it say on the screen? Why didn't you stop me reading it out?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say, but we cut. Don't have enough time or
no!
something.
No!
You cannot blame this on me. He's involved.
It's fine.
You two?
No, him. Right, please take a seat.
It'll be okay, John.
We like to have production meetings on air, Victoria.
That was quite a tense one on air.
You wait till afterwards.
Right, shuffle up. I've got some headphones.
We also like to get guests in on air, so right. It's really slick and seamless.
Button down here,
right?
For you see now, look, I'm doing this all on air now.
Well, that's what happens, isn't it?
Now I'm going to have to adjust that.
Right, good.
Right, there's a mic in front of you. If you reach up,
yeah,
it's
there. Chloe, is the fader up? Is the fader up? Good. Right. Okay. Should we get back to the show?
Yeah,
here we go then. Okay, 12 minutes past 2 o'clock, it is Talk Radio. Someone's going to get fired later and it ain't going to be me. Good afternoon, welcome. If you are just joining us, you join us at film review time. We're back on schedule now. This is how it
lovely
works.
Stuff.
Okay, good. We are doing film reviews. Yes, so what, I hear you say. Film reviews? Every radio station does film reviews, John. What about Kermode and all those people? They all do film reviews on radio. Ah, I say to you, but how many film review programs or sections send a blind man to review films for us? Not many, that's how many, but we have. He's called John, he is blind, he is here. Hello, John, how are you?
Hi, John, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, yes. Now, thank you for doing this, of course, this is excellent. I am well aware that you are a big film fan.
I am indeed.
And it's very good of you to have joined us. Now, first question, obviously, as people will be wondering, how long have you been blind?
I was born blind.
You were born blind?
Yeah.
So what is it that... And how old are you?
Oh, that's a personal question.
Yes, it is.
25.
25. Okay, fine. So you have long been a film fan. I know that of you. So for us, what have you been to hear?
Okay, what I've been to see is Batman versus Superman.
Yes, and?
Well, when I found the cinema, which was a bit tricky, as I couldn't see where it was.
Yes.
Very confusing film.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I'm guessing it is one of those... I mean, how does a blind person... And what do you get out of a film? I mean, how does it... Because I know a lot of blind people who go to the cinema a lot. And how does it... What do you get out of it? How does it... In terms of sensory terms, how does it work?
Well, I can tell you what I got out of Batman vs Superman.
Go on.
A massive headache and a huge scare.
In that order?
In that order.
Okay, so tell us about the bit that gave you a massive headache first.
All I remember was a very loud noise.
Yes.
And because I've got some light perception,
right,
a huge flash across the screen.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, as my time come.
Luckily, it hadn't.
No, yeah.
No. So, what do you, I mean, so in terms of just a review of the film, then tell us about it. Tell us what goes on. You know, let's review it.
Well, from what I remember,
yeah,
and I kind of came to my own conclusion with this one.
Yeah,
is Batman and Superman. You've got the guy with the cape. And yeah. You've got the really strong, muscly man.
Yeah.
But there was a part in the film where Batman and Superman are having a fight. And Superman mentions his mum, and Batman gets quite emotional and says, why did you mention her? So I reckon that Batman's mum played away with Superman's dad, and they're actually half-brothers.
It's a good theory. So, in term... Well, actually, you know, this is in that universe, more or less, anything could happen, right? Because they've got to come up with some story. We were talking about this, John, before, because Cornelius here had a theory that he wanted to know why they fight. I mean, what do you
mean? Why are they versing?
Do you reckon it was sibling rivalry?
Yeah.
Are they brothers?
Well, they could be.
That's what John's saying. Mm. If they share, I mean, one of them's from Krypton. It would have involved a human travelling to Krypton at some point.
Maybe Lex Luthor helped him out.
In what sense, John?
Well, maybe he was offered a deal from Batman's mum. From Superman's mum to take her to Batman's dad.
Yes.
And then she never paid him.
I mean, it's a theory, certainly. I mean, what I'm getting from this, and what I'm liking about this, is that not so much a review of the film as speculation as to a backstory. Which I think is the way forward with film reviewing.
Yeah, yeah.
So what else can you tell us? So that was the headache and the scare. What else can you tell us about it as a film? I mean, would you recommend this film, John?
Not to a blind man.
Right.
Unless you've got a good life insurance policy.
Does it make a difference then what sort of film you will ordinarily go and see? Because I know we made you go and see that film, but, you know, what particular film would you go to the cinema to do?
Ooh, the one that I've yet to see is it's part of a series. It's called London's Falling.
Oh, yes, with Gerard Butler.
That's it?
Yes. Because there was Olympus Has Fallen, wasn't it? That was the first one.
Yeah.
And that was about the White House. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. This one is about the attack on London to try and get the American president or something.
Yeah.
So what? And again, I like this because you're about to review a film you haven't seen. So what do you get at what is it about London Has Fallen that you're going to like?
For me, it just makes me think of what are the government going to do?
Yeah.
What is their strategy?
Yeah. Well, again.
Well, what should the government do?
That's a question everyone asks.
Yeah.
And if you get the answer, someone let me know.
What should the government do? Yeah. Because, you know, that film, London Has Fallen, is basically a political documentary, as far as I can make out. It's, you know, it's factual.
Has anyone ever thought about getting it and playing it to George Osborne?
Well, to what end, John? I mean, you know, George Osborne, what would he get out of it?
Well, he might not put so many cuts in the budget.
In case there's an attack on the level of the one perpetrated by the enemies of Gerard Butler. I mean, it's an interesting theory.
Yeah, it is an interesting
theory. I like the way you're bringing theory, your own theory, to film reviewing.
I quite like it too, actually.
We're out of... we're running out of time, actually, because of that absolute debacle that Cornelius orchestrated.
Someone's texted in, debacle.
Yeah, and rightly so. Do you have a recommendation? Out of 10. First of all, do you have a recommendation as to a DVD that we should be watching? Is the film review a staple? You have to ask that question. Anything you like.
As to a DVD?
Any DVD. Doesn't anything, any DVD. Recommended
by you.
You
do realise there's now Netflix.
Anything on Netflix as well? Anything you like.
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, fine. Rating out of 10. Batman versus Superman and a film you haven't seen, which is London Has Fallen. Not each out of 10, generically one number that encapsulates both of them. Out of 10.
7.5.
7.5 out of 10 for Batman versus Superman and London Has Fallen, which hasn't seen. Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
No worries.
Thanks, John. That is film reviewing, but with speculation. On Talk Radio. More reactions, Cornelius. We've got reactions coming in. Any reactions coming in?
Yes, at Know It All has tweeted, I'll tell you what the government should do.
Yeah.
So we'll just await that.
Yeah, and pass on the copy of
yeah,
London.
Yeah, yeah, as soon as he does that, we'll forward that to the government.
Fallen. 19 minutes past two, we have to go to ads. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M11 through Cambridgeshire, still partially blocked due to multi-vehicle accident between junction 13 at Cambridge and junction 14 for the Cloverleaf interchange. Southbound side of the M6 for the West Midlands, two lanes down currently due to a breakdown between junction 7 and 6, that's Great Bar at the A34 down towards the Spaghetti Junction. And the northbound side of the M6 through Greater Manchester, still very slow following a vehicle fire between junction 25 at Bryn up towards junction 26 for the Oral Interchange, queues back towards Croft Interchange at junction 21A.
It's fast, it's loud, and this weekend the Formula One season continues live on Channel 4. After a lively, dramatic and action-packed curtain raiser, the season is poised to take off. Nico Rosberg holds a slight lead over Lewis Hamilton, but will Sebastian Vettel's Ferrari spoil Mercedes' party this year? Can Renault's Jolyon Palmer continue his impressive start to the season? Will new team Haas cement their reputation as a team to be reckoned with? One thing's for sure, it's going to be very, very, very fast. Formula One live coverage across the weekend on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
23 minutes past two. And let's talk Kickstarters. Now, it's the crowdfunded pipe dream, isn't it? Literally, literally, if your crowdfunding Kickstarter idea involves launching a range of pipes for people who smoke while they're asleep. Most Kickstarter ideas are, of course, destined to fail, and that is because they are the deluded plans of people who beg for coin in order to get their ideas off the ground. A pop-up airport? Yeah, sure. A hipster-powered scooter that runs on beards and cereal? Give me coin. A kennel for a ghost? There's a market for it. No, there isn't. And that's where we come in. We find Kickstarters, twisted Kickstarters, that we'd like to re-kickstart and give it some airtime to help it out. What is your Kickstart dream? You can tell us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Just like this next man has, he wants action, action, and Nazis. Life and death.
the line now, then, I have a man. His name is Jordan. He's in America. Hello, Jordan.
Hello, I am an American. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, and how are you? How are you, though? How are you?
I feel good. It's 4 a.m., so I'm up very early for this, but I'm ready to go, ready to raise some money for this thing.
Yeah, so, all right. Well, that's the kind of point, isn't it? This is where we kickstart Kickstarters, sort of. And, I'm not going to explain what your Kickstarter idea is, Jordan. What is it?
It is the next installment of the Fast and Furious movie. It's Fast 9, the Fast and the Fuhrer. And it's about the Fast team going back in time to race Hitler. And I'm raising $100 million.
Yeah.
And right now I'm about 99,999,483 short. So
okay.
I'm almost there.
Well, you are nearly there. And if nothing else, this interview will kick that over the line for you. I'm pretty confident.
I think after this, we'll get pretty damn close, which I'm excited about.
My first main question is this. That is such a good idea, the Fast and the Furious team going back in time to race Hitler, that why are you having to turn to Kickstarter when I'd green light that now if I was the head of a studio.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I woke up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, and I thought of that title, and I was like, how has this not been done? And I just wrote it myself. I mean, as soon as Universal hears about it, I'll probably be sued, but that's fine with me. I'm willing to go to prison for this idea.
I think you should be. Yeah, because it is good. So the basic plot, because we're going to hear some of the dialogue, I know, but the basic plot of it, just kind of outline, pitch it to me, just outline the plot.
So basically, as you know, Paul Walker tragically was written out of the series for reasons. You know, he didn't die on purpose, for sure, but
no.
In the series, he just goes away.
Yes, he does.
So in my movie, they send him back to kill Hitler in a secret FBI mission.
Yeah.
But he gets too deep, and he goes to prison. So then Dom Toretto, Vin Diesel, the whole gang, The Rock, they have to go back, and they have to bring him back from Germany, and also at the same time, race and kill Hitler.
Yeah. Does the budget of this film include sort of going back in time to when Paul Walker was alive? Because otherwise, there's a flaw in this, in that Paul Walker isn't alive.
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of technology now. You could digitally rebuild Paul Walker. You put him in there. There's also about 100 Paul Walker clones in the movie. So you're going to need at least 100 Paul Walkers, no matter what.
Okay,
so,
fine. Yeah.
A lot of VFX.
Okay, and who are you casting as Hitler? Have you gone that far yet down the route?
I haven't gone that far yet, but I don't know. There's probably a lot of great actors that could play Hitler. Maybe Robert Downey Jr.
Yes,
maybe,
a bit like Hitler. You're right.
Yeah, he played Charlie Chaplin, so maybe you just throw him in there as Hitler. It's really no different.
it is the same hair face, isn't it?
Yes, same mustache. It's all the same. Throw him right in.
Yeah,
I'm sure he'll do it.
Okay, so I mean, already I'm intrigued. So you've got me. You've got through. I'm the studio head. You've got through the door. That's fine. This is a good idea.
Great.
So in terms of practicalities and the next stage of how we do this, have you spoken to any of the remaining cast?
I have not. I have sent it multiple times to The Rock, and he has not responded. I would imagine he doesn't want to put his face around a bunch of swastikas, but I'm still hopeful that he'll see it and jump on board. Once we have him, then we're set.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think The Rock's probably the most important thing. You'd probably go Rock, Diesel, the other ones, don't you, after that. I mean, the other thing, the Fast and Furious films, you know, they're all pretty much the same, apart from that weird one that was probably number 3. Was
it Tokyo Drift?
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. So they're all very similar, apart from that. I mean, will it continue in the same vein, or are you sort of thinking a more historical period piece? Maybe, you know, sort of where Eagles Dare meets Fast and Furious.
Oh no, it's totally same vein as Fast and Furious, because I had never seen any of these movies until the weekend before I wrote this thing.
Yeah.
And then I watched all 7 in a row.
Yeah.
And it changed my whole outlook on life. So now I'm fully entrenched in the Fast vibe of life. Driving fast, family, and drinking Corona. That's the 3 traits you have in a Fast movie.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, in you say it's changed your life. I mean, you know, it takes a, well, how do we put this? It takes a certain steely resolve. It takes a certain kind of man, Jordan, to be able to sit through all of the
all of the Fast and Furious movies in one sitting. I mean, that there's binging, and then there's binging, isn't there?
It's binging insanity. Yeah, it really. I mean, I'm speeding a lot more now. I'm just driving real fast.
Yeah.
What car? Drunk.
What car?
Doesn't even matter.
What car? Don't do that, kids. What car do you drive, Jordan?
I am driving a Kia Soul, so I'm taking it to the limit, just at full speed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People are loving it.
So, well, listen, this is if we can help, right? Then frankly, let's get in touch with us here at Talk Radio, okay? Because then the Fast and the Fuhrer, I mean, it could be the beginning of a new franchise that maybe they could go after. If it's a success, go after other evil dictators through history.
Sure. I mean, they've done everything else. They might as well just start time traveling. I don't know why not.
Yeah, well, quite, yeah. I mean, if one of the cars was the DeLorean from Back to the Future as well, you could bring that in.
Yeah, that's, in this, that's actually how they get back in time. They meet Doc Brown.
Excellent.
And then he takes them in the DeLorean.
See, I'm already on board mentally with this. I didn't even know that.
There you go. You can be an executive producer. I'll throw you right on there.
I'm on it. I am in. How much money do I have to give you to be an executive producer?
Not too much. Maybe around 50 to 75 million. Nothing crazy.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. We'll have a whip round the office.
Thanks, man.
No, this is good. I think, yeah, other dictators, and as executive producer now, this is what I want to see. I want to go after Pol Pot.
Okay.
I want to go after Milosevic. I think this is the Fast and Furious. Just go back in time, take down dictators. Saddam Hussein, obviously, that's a given.
Mm-hmm.
Gaddafi.
That would be good. Yeah, I would definitely see that.
Yeah. See. All right. Listen. This has been enlightening, and I wish you all the best with this. Not least because I want to see your movie.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you giving me the forum to promote this.
Yeah, just let us know when shooting starts, because we want to be involved. We want to be involved in this.
Well, you're the EP on it, so you'll definitely hear about it. I'll expect a check any time now.
That's good news. All right, I'll put it in the. I'll put it in the post. Right, so that is Jordan. He is an American, and he is kickstarting the next in the franchise of the Fast and Furious films, The Fast and the Fuhrer. And I've never heard a better plot than that, frankly. So coming next, some of the dialogue from The Fast and the Fuhrer as we attempt to raise money to get it made. Jordan, thank you. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon. It's 2:30. That was a pre-recorded. It's 2:32. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
A 25-year-old from Luton's been found guilty of plotting a terror attack targeting American forces in Britain. Janae Khan used his job as a delivery driver to scope out air bases which host US Air Force units. Officers found instructions for making a viable pipe bomb on his laptop. The business secretary is in Port Talbot for talks with managers and staff about the future of the plant. Sajid Javid's visit comes amid criticism of the government's response to the crisis, which was sparked by Tata's decision to sell its UK operations. General Secretary of the GMB, Tim Roach, has told Talk Radio the government needs to address the impact of the situation on workers, families and communities.
It can't be right that this government allows the dumping of cheap Chinese steel that isn't only cheap but absolutely inferior in quality, and there's no joined up agenda from this government at all. If we're serious about building our own railways, building our own bridges, our own defence equipment, then surely it makes sense to prop up our own British steel industry by using British steel.
A teenager's been told he'll serve 9 years behind bars for stabbing a school pupil in Aberdeen. The 16-year-old denied murdering Bailey Gwynn, but was convicted of culpable homicide last month. Young workers have been protesting outside Downing Street over the government's new so-called living wage. 1.3 million people are getting the pay rise, but the measure only applies to people who are aged over 20. And this morning's agony aunt Denise Robertson has died at the age of 83 after a short battle with pancreatic cancer. The show's former presenter, Richard Madeley, told Talk Radio she was dedicated to helping others. The weather mainly dry and sunny for much of the south, but cloudy further north with some outbreaks of rain, which could be heavy at times, feeling windy with highs of 13 degrees.
There's a brand new mouth in the morning. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories.
headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss. Let's bacon roll.
Massive morning radio that's worth going to work for.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. So let's just go very quickly to some more of your reactions. Your reactions that are coming in this afternoon as you react to things on 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Some reactions that are coming in. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes, Babs Windsor says, get out! Get out of my pub!
Thanks, Babs. Anything else?
Yes, Brexit has come in from Brexit.
Yeah, I've got one that just says, Liberty. That's from Liberty as well, as weirdly coincidence, yeah. And I've got one here that just says, I hate everything.
Wow.
So if you've got a reaction, 8722, or you can use Talk Radio on Twitter. It is, don't forget, some request Friday. If you've got a request for a speech, because we can't play music, it's a Talk Radio station, but if you've got a request for a speech, a bit of a talk, maybe, something like that, then we can, of course, play those requests and dedications. Maybe it's an anniversary, maybe it's a birthday, maybe, as earlier, Fiona, her son Paul, had done very well in a parents' evening, and she wanted to see if we could play his favourite TED talk for him, which was to do with long-term desire in a relationship. Apparently he was mouthing along with it and thought it was brilliant, but this has come in for some request Friday. It's here. I've got it here. Here it is. Right here. Hi, John. Love the show, Steve. Please, will you play for me and my family? Because we all absolutely love this one. We listen to it when we're going on long journeys.
Oh,
we listen to it in the car.
Yeah,
we've got it on our speech mixtape. Please, will you play, John? Alistair Cook's Letter from America, covering the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Just for you, Gary McCall, here it is.
A wise historian usually stops 20 or 30 years before his own time because, like the rest of us, he can't see the wood for the trees. But I have tried in this program to say something about American civilization today, because what is fiercely in dispute between the communist and the non-communist nations is the quality and staying power of American civilization. Every other country scorns American materialism while striving to match it. Envy obviously has something to do with it, but there is a true basis for this debate. And it is whether America is in its ascendant or its decline.
The speech there from Alistair Cook's Letter from America, covering the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We play that for Gary McCall. It's part of Some Request Friday. He just wanted that for him and his family. And if you've got a speech you'd like to hear, of course, one that you maybe... it might just mean something to you. It might, you know, it might have helped you through a difficult time. It might have... you know, it might be your birthday. You might just think, hey, yeah, let's just hear a speech. Then do let us know. 8722. Start your message
with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anything you'd like.
Anything you like. It's coming up to 2:40. And now it is time for Paul Rossmaster.
Just bear with me one moment.
Come on, John.
Ah! Give him a hug.
Just give me the computer. Right, should we try that again? It's going so well today.
How many gremlins in the system? Sorry, guys.
Shut your face. Should we try that again? It is time for Paul Rossmaster. We'll be right back. It's honestly like working at hospital radio. Hello to our contestant for this edition of Paul Ross Master. He is, of course, Tim Cocker. Hello, Tim Cocker.
Hello, John Holmes.
Off of Virgin Radio.
This feels like the final part of therapy, because, John, we both lost our job to the same larger-than-life radio DJ. And that's not the first time that someone's made the observation that this particular radio DJ took up the space of two men.
That's a fair point, actually. He's talking about Chris Moyles. So, just in case you weren't sure. So what used to happen is, let's explain it. Let's explain the backstory. So I used to do XFM Breakfast in London, and used to do XFM Breakfast in Manchester at the same time, which is why I never heard your show, because it was on exactly the same time as mine was.
I saw all the lovely texts and tweets that you used to get, John.
Aww.
I'm sure they're listening to Talk Radio now, and why wouldn't they?
And thinking, God, it was a hell of a lot more pressure than before, wasn't it? I mean, what's going wrong with the technical things? Anyway, let's chat about now.
Yes.
Because what happened
was,
of course, you're absolutely right, it became Radio X, and Chris Moyles came in and, you know, was... Ugh, fat. And so then we move on to Pastures New, and that's fine. So you're doing Virgin evenings, 7 till 10?
Yeah, Virgin Radio freshly launched this week.
That's right.
On DAB Digital Radio, much like Talk Radio, and on app and all the rest of it. So yeah, Virgin Radio, music radio station for the UK, and really, really proud to be part of it. It's been great.
Yeah,
loving it.
Jolly good. Is it a technical shambles like this one?
Oh no, it's a slick operation.
Tell the truth, Cocker.
There's always teething problems, isn't there, with new stations, but it's great. Edith Bowman on Breakfast. It's been a breath of fresh air for me, so I'm really enjoying that.
Jolly good. All right, actually plugging over.
Yeah, thank you.
So this is what's going to happen. How is your knowledge, Timothy, of Paul Ross, the full set breakfast presenter of Talk Radio?
I'd say fair to soft.
Fair to soft. Well, what's going to happen is that we are going to ask you three questions based on Paul Ross. Mm-hmm. You have to answer A, B or C, mostly, and you are playing for some points.
I want some points.
Your colleague, Matt Richardson,
yes,
off of Drive Time on Virgin, yes, played last week. He got some points.
Right.
He's currently at the top of the leaderboard.
Okay.
You're trying to get there as well with some points.
Okay, now it's on.
There are three questions. Are you ready to play?
I'm tense, but yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. Question number one. Popular binging on dragons and breast-based TV show news now, and soon to return is the popular to binge on dragons and breasts-based TV show, Paul Ross of Thrones. A wall of ice is all that protects Talk Radio from being overrun by full set breakfast presenter and roundabout user Paul Ross. And the studio south of the wall is in danger of being torn apart by rival houses, the House Delaney and the House Julia Hartley Brewer, both sworn enemies who are desperate to sit on the ratings throne. Yet through Talk Radio came the dreaded Paul Ross, sweeping through cities and kingdoms, his news stories ranging from the serious to the trivial, riding his celebrity interviews, hunting with his empty promise to get you talking, and bringing with him terrifying tales of long-dead satellite TV game shows and a short-lived stint on Living TV's Mystic Challenge. His cry echoes throughout the land. You know nothing, John Holmes. Paul Ross is coming. But of Paul Ross of Thrones, Paul Ross of Thrones, that's right, isn't the only radio-based popular TV box set. Name the other one. Is it A?
Right.
Sons of Anarchy. Vernon Kay is the leader of a biker gang who sects another biker gang without his first biker gang knowing about it. Is it B? Hip-hop political drama, The Tim Westwood Wing. Or is it C, Orange is the New BBC Radio 1 Extra? Which of those do you think it is, A, B, or C?
John, I'm going to say C.
Orange is the New BBC Radio 1 Extra?
I've no doubt.
Is the right answer.
Yes.
Good.
Come on!
Question two. Novelty first of the month news. And the 1st of April, which is today, of course...
Oh, it is.
...is perhaps the definitive novelty first of the month on the grounds that there aren't any others. As you'll know, April Pool's Day has its origins in the talk radio full set breakfast presenter and one-time host of BBC quiz show No Win, No Fee, Paul Ross, who, during the reign of Constantine in the 4th century AD, performed as a fool in his court, telling Emperor Constantine jokes and light-hearted anecdotes about his time on ITV's Celebrity Fit Club. Before long, Constantine had him put to death, ordering him to be fed to a tiger. But April Paul's Day isn't the only radio-based celebration day that there is. Name the other one. Is it A, Thanksgiving, when we celebrate the day that Nick Grimshaw simply stops? Is it B, Valentine's K, a day celebrating TV's Vernon K, when we send text messages to loved ones who aren't our wives? Or is it C, Christmas Day, when a fat man comes down your chimney and is horrible to interns?
<It's true.
laughs> Which of those do you think it is?
I hope. I'm less sure about this one, yep. John, but I'm more with hope that it's B.
Valentine's Day.
I want a good excuse to send questionable texts.
Is the right answer.
Yes!
It's Valentine's K. Okay, this is your third and final question. It is a music question. Have a listen to this clip of music.
Then the hero's four. In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and
you've got hold of the Virgin Radio playlist then.
That was, of course, the poor quality 1991 hit wonder Turtle Power by Partners in Crime. Here's your unrelated question. Technology. And this week, Apple were let off the legal hook when a third party managed to crack a method of retrieving data from talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Apple said the court order required them to build a back door to Paul Ross, which is a sentence I'm not going to finish. Here's your question. Name five famous cracks.
Butt crack.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, sorry, am I meant to say them now?
Yeah.
Crack. Help, Con.
You can't help. No. No conferring.
Crack.
Five famous cracks.
Kraken.
Good.
Yeah.
Crack. There's a volcano. Something.
Krakatoa.
Krakatoa. That's the one I was going for, John. Yeah.
So I'll tell you what I had written on the card.
Yeah.
Cracker Jack.
Oh, what?
Jacob's cream.
Cracker.
Cocaine.
Oh, well, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Snap.
Crackle and pop.
And Sharon Stone's one from the film Basic Instinct. So that was what I had written on the card. But let us go to find out the scores to Cornelius, who is checking the system. He's checking the system. Just bear with us while we...
It's very thorough.
While we check the system. Just checking the system. Checking the system. I'll be honest with you, Tim, it's a very slow system.
So. It's like those guys in movies. The web guys in movies.
Yeah.
Hacking into the mainframe.
Checking the system. Tim Cocker. Speech input.
Oh.
It's a new part of the system.
Okay, fine.
Ads next.
Have you checked the system?
Oh, it's ready.
Okay, you got to print it out again.
Yeah, I've got to print it out.
Bear with us.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Got to print the printer.
Print the scores out. Oh, yeah, never mind. Just wait a second.
Nice studio, by the way. It's lovely.
It's all right, isn't it? I'll be honest. The word tin pot comes to mind. Go on.
There's no toner. But it sent the email as well.
Excellent.
The email's in, so I'll just open that.
Yep.
And it is...
Yep.
Come on.
Some points!
Some points! Congratulations! Well done!
Yes!
Tim Cocker has scored some points on Paul Ross. Yeah. Well done!
And I thought launching Virgin Radio was the highlight of my week.
Absolutely not! Thank you very much for playing, Tim Cocker.
Thank you for having me, John Holmes.
Paul Rossmaster. There will be another edition next week. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
is fast, it's loud, and this weekend the Formula One season continues live on Channel 4. After a lively, dramatic and action-packed curtain raiser, the season is poised to take off. Nico Rosberg holds a slight lead over Lewis Hamilton, but will Sebastian Vettel's Ferrari spoil Mercedes' party this year? Can Renault's Julian Palmer continue his impressive start to the season? Will new team Haas cement their reputation as a team to be reckoned with? One thing's for sure, it's going to be very, very, very fast Formula One live coverage across the weekend on Channel 4.
Focus your mind. Now, imagine yourself behind the wheel of a used 15-plate Nissan Qashqai. The comfortable seats, the panoramic glass roof. Feels good, doesn't it? It can be all yours from just £18,575.
The Nissan April Used Car Event, from the 1st to the 17th of April. Subject to availability. Price correct at 1st of April 2016. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer. Deeper understanding leads to greater peace of mind.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting on the northbound side of the M11 through Cambridgeshire, still partially blocked due to multi-vehicle accident between junction 13 at Cambridge and junction 14 for the Cloverleaf interchange. Southbound side of the M6 for the West Midlands, two lanes down currently due to a breakdown between junction 7 and 6. That's Great Bar at the A34. Down towards the Spaghetti Junction. And the northbound side of the M6 through Greater Manchester still very slow following a vehicle fire between junction 25 at Bryn up towards junction 26 for the Oral Interchange. Queues back towards Croft Interchange at junction 21A.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
£2.52. Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And that's Tim Cocker going to the top of the leaderboard along with Matt Richardson, both from Virgin Radio, having their knowledge tested in Paul Rossmaster. There will be another edition of Paul Rossmaster next week. However, it is Some Request Friday, of course, where you can request some requests. Not music, though, because we're a talk radio station, so you we can't use the phrase All Request Friday, because Simon Mayo owns that legally on Radio 2. So, Some Request Friday, you want a speech played for you? A speech of any kind, something that means a lot to you, maybe, something that's important, it's meant a lot through your life. Maybe you just want a shout-out because you're on the way to somewhere. Just like this. Hi, John. Jake here. I'm in a car full of... It's me and my friends. We're going away for the weekend. We're going on a stag night. We're driving to Bristol. We're going to get drunk. It's going to be... We're going paintballing, John. We're going paintballing. And we're going go-karting. And then we're doing all of the things... We're doing all of the things that stag people do. John, and do you know what? We're not the driver, John. Not the driver, but the rest of us in the car are already hammered. The driver, John, let me make clear, not hammered. We are already hammered. But we're having a great time listening to you as we go down the M5. And what we like, especially, is to hear, just to make the start of our stag night go with a swing, we'd like to hear the TED Talk of Dr. Libby Weaver. And it's called The Pace of Modern Life versus Our Cavewoman Biochemistry. Well, Jake and everyone on the stag night, the groom's called Ian, by the way. Hi, Ian. Congratulations on your impending marriage. But for Jake and Ian and everyone on that stag weekend, it's especially for you. I know you love it. Here's Dr. Libby Weaver, The Pace of Modern Life versus Our Cavewoman Biochemistry.
When Cavewoman ran, she ran to escape from danger, or maybe to pursue her next meal. But Juggling Woman, she runs with her conscious mind knowing that it's in the pursuit of fitness, but her subconscious mind, the part of her body that she can't instruct with her own thoughts, the part of her body that she can't communicate with, it's the part of your body that governs how quickly your heart beats, how quickly your hair grows, how quickly your fingernails grow. If you cut yourself, you don't have to stand there and have a conversation for the next 3 days with that cut saying, hurry up and heal. Your body has the resources to send what it needs to that particular point to heal it. And every time I say that out loud, it blows my head off my shoulders. That's miraculous. But that's our subconscious. But Juggling Woman, when she runs, she has cave woman technology. So she's asking her body to create a different meaning for the first time ever in the entirety of human evolution, that she's okay, that she's running for fitness. Her conscious mind knows it, but her subconscious mind creates the meaning that it's always created.
2:55, you're listening to Talk Radio, and especially for Jake and Ian and everybody driving on that stag night. They're going to Bristol for the weekend, they're going paintballing, they're going go-karting, they're already drunk in the car and just enjoying that, really. The TED Talk of Dr. Libby Weaver, The Pace of Modern Life versus our Cavewoman Biochemistry. Apparently it's just one of the lads' favourites, and they're just off to Bristol. Speaking of texts and tweets that we get in, by the way, we often get them from the haters. So then, it brings me neatly, not neatly, that's the wrong word, to our feature where a man called Con goes in a lift and reads out the haters' texts and tweets live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we like to call condescending. It's because we take the condescending tweets and the text and we put them in the lift and it goes down. It's condescending. It comes from the lift here in the Talk Radio building. I think Cornelius should be there. Let's first find out. Con, are you there?
Hello, John. Yep. I am at the lift.
Good.
T-lift 1.
Okay.
I'm going to go in now, the lift here. Okay. On the radio is a bit of Oasis.
Ah, must be playing Virgin or something. Nice.
Okay, let's begin.
Yes.
This show is abhorrent.
Right.
That was a text that came in.
Okay.
I can't believe I spent £40 on a digital radio for this crock of have to stop that one there.
Yes, very wise.
John, your show is like the National Living Wage. Promises a lot, but is still pretty poor.
Fair.
Yeah. Hadn't caught John Holmes on At Talk Radio before. This diversity segment is, to put it politely, ill-judged. That was from Well Adrian Says at 4:25.
Mm-hmm.
Old gay whistle test on John Holmes on Talk Radio. What a twat. Again, I can't finish that one.
No.
That was from At Well Adrian Says at 4:37. So he carried on listening after he didn't like it. That's fine.
Good. Oh, yeah. It was Virgin.
I used to have my lunch at 12:30 each day. Now I have it at 1, so I can miss more of that idiot John Holmes who's on Talk Radio on the office radio. Even by Talk Radio standards, John Holmes is pretty poor. That's from at Radio Geek. It's a shame your show isn't owned by Tata, as then they'd have to pull out and then the whole thing would close down. John Holmes is really amusing, even though his team around him come over a bit dumb-like. That's from at Jazzy Jewelry 3. Back to you, John.
I agree with that. Thanks very much, Con. That's Cornelius. He is in the lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets. If you would like to add yours to the to the list, really, the ever-growing list, then please do. 87222, start your message with the word hate. Or you can use at Talk Radio, start your message with the word hate. It's 2:59, the news is going to be next after the advert. I'm John Holmes, this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
The officiator halts the power play in the Manchester A-team zone. Oh, sweet Mary! Red card! The outfielder sent to the locker room! It's a penalized ejection scenario!
Our American cousins might be a bit over the top at times, but that's not a bad thing when it comes to glue. Gorilla Glue is America's choice because it's tough and works when other glues fail. It sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. So get your Gorilla Glue. You'll find it at your local hardware emporium.
Should we get takeaway from Just Eat tonight?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you feel like? Chinese, sushi, Indian?
They all look so good. Wait.
I see you, baby! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Chicken Madras! Woo! You drive me crazy!
Just Eat. Tap the app and get that mini fist pump feeling.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, a man's been convicted of planning to carry out a UK terror attack. More criticism of the government over the steel crisis. And tributes are paid to TV agony aunt Denise Robertson.
Talk Radio.
A delivery driver from Luton has been found guilty of preparing to carry out a terror attack on US military personnel in Britain. 25-year-old Junaid Khan planned to stage a car crash, attack someone with a knife and then blow himself up. He allegedly came up with the scheme after driving past RAF Mildenhall and RAF Lakenheath in Suffolk. Commander Dean Hayden is from the Metropolitan Police.
He'd undertaken research and planning to actually make a pressure cooker bomb. And what we think is either before or during the actual attack on the US military personnel, if he had been compromised in any way, he would have detonated that device and committed suicide.
The government's been attacked for not taking emergency action months ago to help prevent the steel industry jobs crisis. Trade Group UK Steel says it set out 6 months ago what needed to be done in the short term, but it's not happened. The business secretary, Sajid Javid, is visiting Tata's plant in Port Talbot this afternoon, insisting work is being done behind the scenes to keep the firm's plants open. Alan Coombs is from the community union.
I haven't seen any evidence of that whatsoever. Not when I was out in Mumbai and not when I've been on plant over the last couple of months, if not years. Government support or government keeping the place open, I don't think that's the case.
A protest's been held in central London by campaigners who say the national living wage isn't high enough.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Now. Who's going to get it?
Everyone!
The £7.20 an hour rate's been introduced today, benefiting millions of people, but there's anger from unions and business groups who say under 25 shouldn't miss out and firms aren't happy about the extra costs. A 16-year-old who stabbed Aberdeen schoolboy Bailey Gwynn to death in what a prosecutor called a silly trivial fight has been sentenced. The boy admitted fatally stabbing him but had denied murder. His lawyer told the court he's profoundly sorry. And Denise Robertson, who was familiar to millions as this morning's agony aunt, has died at the age of 83 after a short battle with cancer. Philip Schofield says he's heartbroken. Denise had been with the programme since its first episode in 1988. Former producer on the show, Annie Sterk, says she was a compassionate woman.
There have been some harrowing issues discussed. Denise always managed to find the right words, the right emotion, the right things to say, and people valued her.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mainly dry and sunny for much of the south, but cloudy further north with some outbreaks of rain, which will be heavy at times. Feeling windy with highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria. 3 minutes past three, Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Leicester manager Claudio Ranieri says the next 6 weeks are the biggest in the club's history. They're 5 points clear at the top of the Barclays Premier League, looking to achieve an extraordinary title success. Ranieri says they can't let the significance of this run of games affect them.
Never Leicester have been at this level at the end of the season, to fight for something unbelievable at the beginning of the season. But now, for us, it's important to be focused on the next match without thinking next matches.
Leicester's game against Southampton on Sunday lunchtime will be live and in full over on Talk Sport. Manchester City manager Manuel Pellegrini says Kevin De Bruyne will be in contention for their match at Bournemouth this weekend. The Belgian's been out with an ankle injury since the League Cup semi-final win over Everton in January. Aston Villa won't pick Gabby Agbonlahor until an investigation into his conduct on a trip to Dubai has finished. He was pictured appearing to hold a shisha pipe. Finally, Nico Rosberg was fastest in first practice for the Bahrain F1 Grand Prix. He finished ahead of world champion Lewis Hamilton, who came second. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thanks, Ben. 5 minutes, good banter. 5 minutes past 3 o'clock. It is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
This is your life, this is your life. It's ending 1 minute at a time.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, here we go then into the final hour. It is 3:05. I am John Holmes. Just a bit of breaking news for you as well ahead of the big debate this afternoon following the recent investigation into the theft of children's organs at an NHS hospital. Details are emerging of a similar scandal at a children's clinic in Surrey. For years, doctors in Croydon have been taking organs and putting them into other children without permission. Police were alerted last week and have since carried out a number of spot checks, during which a number of children were broken open and found to have stolen organs inside. Six medical staff have been arrested following the discovery of a Bontempi Hit 406, a Casio Steplighter, and a Hammond XB1, all wired to the inside of a 10-year-old. The scandal follows a previous incident in 1998 when detectives found a glockenspiel growing on the side of a boy at the home of a former nurse. 6 minutes past three, of course, we'll bring you any updates to that as the afternoon wears on. Very quickly, just time for some of your reactions. Your reactions are coming into the studio. Jim O'Sullivan has just texted this over and over again this afternoon. He's very angry. He just writes, "Tell them to get a haircut." What have you got, Cornelius? What's coming in?
Rubbish. Atheist has tweeted, "Oh my God." And broadcaster, who's clearly a UKIPper but won't say it aloud because she doesn't want to lose any work, says, "I agree."
Fine. I've got one here from Michael. Just says, "I've just spat out my tea and I'm not taking my summer holiday there." So if you've got an opinion or a reaction, then we do want to hear about it on Talk Radio. You can text 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can at radio Twitter as talk.
Start your message with any word you want.
Thanks very much. It's time. Big debate. It's 3 o'clock or just after it. That means it's time for the big debate on Talk Radio. You know how it works, Talk Radio. The Talk Radio works like this, doesn't it? You have to have an opinion on something, and then somebody has to take up a contrary position, and then they have a row about it on the radio. I've heard it on Julia Hartley Brewer and Paul Ross. It's what you have to do, and then I have to sit in the middle saying words to try and inflame the situation. It's no different here in the afternoons. Exactly what we're going to do. I've got an angry person on the line. It's the 1st of April. Josh is on the telephone. He's on line one. Absolutely hates the month of April. Thinks we should get rid of it. Are you there, Josh?
Hello.
Hello, you all right?
Well, you know, like you've said, not really, no.
No.
So it's here, isn't it?
It's here, mate. It's here. April, it's the 1st of April, it's begun. What's your problem with it?
Well, I don't see the point.
Right.
I don't see the point in April. Right, so we'll begin at the... Should we start at the beginning?
Do.
April Fool's Day.
Yes.
What's that?
Today.
Well, yeah, we've covered that. Oh, come on, mate. April Fool's Day, it's where comedy goes to die,
yep.
In my opinion,
yep.
Which, yeah, working on Talk Radio, you'll be all too familiar with.
Yep.
What it is, April Fool's Day, is just a load of poorly paid, unpaid PR interns having to come up with new flavours of Toblerone to put on their Twitter account.
Yep.
I've got no time for it. Right. No time for it.
Moving on from April Fool's Day, what is the rest of it about the month of April? Because that's only one day.
It's one day.
I believe you hate the whole month.
Yeah, I do. Well, it's just a bad start, really, isn't it? And it's sort of a downhill slide from there. April showers?
Yes.
I don't really understand what that is.
Right.
I mean, yeah, the weather's nice now, isn't it? But it's kind of a deceptive layer of weather.
Yeah.
Because you have no idea how much... I have to take an umbrella. It's 20 degrees outside. I have to take an umbrella out with me.
Yeah, just in case.
Well, exactly.
So what you're saying is if we got rid of April, you're saying just strike it from the calendar. Strike
it. Mate. I'm sick to the back teeth of it. Get rid of it.
Right, okay. Just listening to that, on the other line, I've got Sue. Hello, Sue.
Oh, hello, 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 Jeremy, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Listen, I've got Josh on the line there, Sue. He hates April, he despises it, he wants to strike it from the calendar. Sue, what do you say to him?
Well, he couldn't be more wrong. I'm going to pick on the first fact here. Comedy goes to die on BBC Three, we all know that.
Yes.
So he's bang wrong there about the 1st of April, Jeremy. April is a wonderful, wonderful month. If we didn't have April, the calendar year would go January, February, March, May. March, May. That's alliteration, isn't it? M-M. You can't have that. We've already got June, July. That's the only alliteration we can have in the calendar year. We can't have March, May.
Okay, just let me tell you. Well, hang on. Just hold that thought, because I want to put that straight back to Josh, because that is a very good point. You can't have two lots of alliteration within a 12-month calendar, Josh, can you?
You absolutely can. June, July, I like to rattle off at that time of year, because I think it works very nicely. I am actually calling for more alliteration in the calendar. I'm looking at November, November.
Absolutely. No.
January.
And another thing is,
Let's stay with the alliteration point, because maybe Sue, he does have a point, because
Saturday Sunday, I know, you know, it's not months of the year, but it's in the calendar, isn't it?
I can accept Saturday Sunday. They're days of the week. But you couldn't have Monday Newsday, could you? That would be ridiculous. Who would want Newsday?
I'm not calling for Newsday. I like Tuesday.
Yeah, but what you're saying is you could.
The ones in April.
If you move months around, are you saying that you'd move months around? I mean, would you put January next to June and July in order to have three lots of alliteration?
Here's the thing, Joe. I'm not saying get rid of April. I can't do that. I can't reduce the number of days in the year by 30 days. I despise April so much that I actually refer to it as Second March.
But we love April, because in April, some of the greatest people in this world were born in the month
of
April.
Here we go. Come on,
Leonardo da Vinci, Al Pacino, Barbara Streisand,
Adolf Hitler.
What would the world be like?
Courtney Kardashian. Chris Evans.
What would the world be like without Barbara Streisand? What would the world be like without Barbara Streisand?
Josh is asking you a direct question there. What would the world be like without Barbara Streisand?
Well, I mean, that is the sort of thing that keeps me up at night, but I think it would be all right.
She's got a good set
of pipes, but there's not much more to her than that, is there?
If we move the month of April, or take it away, all those people whose birthdays it is in the month of April would have to then be shifted to another month to have their birthday. In months that are already overcrowded with birthdays already. Why would you want to overcrowd them more?
He's right, though, isn't he? Because if you overcrowd a month, it would sink.
It would sink without a trace.
Well, I think we move for a fair and equal distribution of these people's birthdays. So they can have them in months that are actually enjoyable, like December or August.
So would you take birthdays out of existing birthdays, out of existing months, to make space for April birthdays to move to other months, thereby moving people's...
People say, have their birthdays
you're
in April, aren't going to enjoy them anyway.
You're playing with fire there, John.
Well,
you're going to be Mr. Dimbleby. You're going to be moving other people's birthdays across the year.
Yes.
And you'd have a mutiny. There'd be riots.
Well, I'm playing devil's advocate, really. I mean, I'm just suggesting that if you could take all the birthdays that were in April, if you got rid of April, take the birthdays out of April, move the birthdays that were in April, perhaps one month on May. But then people, I appreciate what you're saying, is the people who have birthdays in May would find their month overcrowded with birthdays. But therefore, I'm saying then maybe move the people whose birthdays were in May and split them up across the rest of the month, so all of the months were equi-birthdayed.
Yes.
But Vanessa, you're missing the point. You'll be losing the wonderful month of April.
Well, yeah, but if
the wonderful, wonderful month of April, which we all love April, because it's when spring starts, isn't it? It's when the sun starts to come out and the grass starts to grow and the daffodils start to bloom. We love.
Look, I've got the figures here. Listen.
When do you think the last time I saw a daffodil was?
When was the last time you saw a daffodil?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm asking you.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm looking at one now. I'm looking at one now.
He's looking at a daffodil. You can't argue with that. Listen, I've got a lot... Go on, then.
Are you?
Yes, I'm looking at adapters. Josh, do you want to come out to my house, Josh, now to look at my adapters?
Where is your house?
Well, I'm not going to say on national radio, am I? Although not many people listen to this, clearly, but it's somewhere in Edgbaston.
Sue lives in Edgbaston. She's got a daffodil, Josh. Are you willing? Again, she's asking a direct question. Would you go around there?
I'm willing to go over there and look at the daffodil. Don't get me wrong, but it's not going to change my opinion on April.
Let me bring in some of the texts and tweets we're having coming in. We've got to what you think about this here. We've got this is a statistic that's come in from at wrong on Twitter, who just says the facts are that April loses £1 million a day.
Ooh.
Right. So if it's losing money if April is losing money for the country, you know, and
well. So is George Osborne. Are you going to get rid of him?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, you could technically vote George Osborne out of office, but, you know, should there be a referendum to get rid of April?
I think that's the only fair way. Put it to the people. Let's find out. I'd vote in. In.
Out.
Which would you shake it all about?
I'm willing to, if that's what it takes.
What about you, Sue?
If Josh does, I will.
I need you to sum up this. This debate is going to run and run, of course. You know, it's a very important subject. A lot of people getting very heated about it. It's a subject very close to people's hearts. You know, should we or should we not get rid of the month of April? Just sum up the debate for me in one word, Josh.
What?
Just one word.
One word. Un-April.
Sue, same question to you. Sum it up in one word.
Streisand.
And there it is. That's the big debate on Talk Radio. If you've got an opinion, we want to hear from you. 87222, start your message.
With the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio, start your message.
With any word you want.
That's it. 3:15. These are the adverts.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
When a punter takes the tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Fellow citizens, it's time to change. No more will you scrabble around in your pocket for coppers, fumbling at the front of the queue as people stare impatiently. It's time to free yourself, to stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I'm proud.
Skinny cappuccino, that's £2.59, please, sir.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa contactless, it's the only change you need.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 southbound has long delays due to an earlier accident between Junction 20 and Junction 19 with congestion back to 22. In West Yorkshire, M62 eastbound, there's slow traffic due to an earlier accident between Junction 22 and 23. In Cambridgeshire, the M11 northbound, a lane closed due to a multi-vehicle accident between Junctions 13 and 14 with congestion back to Junction 10. And at Neathport Talbot, the M4 eastbound, there's an accident between Junction 42 and 41 with congestion back to 43. I'm Alex Totten.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio. It's 18 minutes past three. We got some reaction coming in about April. That was Josh, of course, on the line. He wanted to just get rid of April. He was happy with alliteration all the way through the year. He went straight from March to May. Likes June and July. Wants to get rid of April. And Sue was on the other line. Absolutely loves April and was throughout that entire row was just looking at a daffodil. What reactions have we got coming in, Cornelius, about
John,
April?
Lots of reactions on the internet here. This has been sent in via the internet. At Racist Cab Driver says, finally, a radio station brave enough to cover the controversial topic of April. I say, get rid of it along with the Ubergrants.
Thanks very much. 8722, if you've got a reaction or an opinion, we'll take it. It's past three, you're listening to Talk Radio, where you will find it is some Request Friday. And here's how it's going to work. If you've got a request, then you can send it in. It might be a dedication, might just be a hello, might just be a shout out. Up to you. But here's the thing, we can't play music in full. Therefore, we can take requests for speeches. That's what we do on a Friday. Some Request Friday. Already, Jake and Ian were on their way to a stag weekend. They're going paintballing, they're going go-karting, and they wanted to hear a TED talk about, I think it was biology. It was modern biology versus the biology of cave women. I think that was what they went for. You can, I've got it here, actually. It was the title of it. This is what they sent in. Just found their text. John, we'd like to hear Dr. Libby Weaver's The Pace of Modern Life versus Cave Woman Biochemistry. I beg your pardon. Got that slightly wrong there. Earlier, you heard a speech, especially for 9-year-old Paul. His mum texted in, Lucy. She said, hi, John, my son had parents' evening last week. He did really well. So I thought as a treat, as we're driving, we're going swimming, could you please play his favourite TED Talk? It's Esther Perel's The Secret to Desire in a Long-Term Relationship. And we played that for Paul, and apparently he was talking along with it in the car. Absolutely loves that. So if you've got one, a request for some request Friday, then 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with
any
you
word you like. This is from Ross in Teesside. Then we tried to play this earlier. It went shambolically wrong. good afternoon, John, Con, and the team. No, she doesn't mention Cass.
No.
It was my grandparents' diamond anniversary recently. They would love to hear, as part of Some Request Friday, they'd love to hear Kim Jong-un's speech from New Year's Eve declaring that he's ready for war, but they'd love to hear it in the original Korean. So especially for you, Ross, and your grandparents for their diamond anniversary, this is Kim Jong-un and his ready for war speech in Korean.
친애하는 동지들, 영영한 인민군 장병들과 사랑하는 온나라 전체 인민들, 그리운 동포 형제 여러분, 우리는 조국 역사의 특기할 사변들로 빛나게 아로새겨진 2012년을 보내고 원대한 포부와 최후 승리에 대한 신심에 넘쳐 새해 2013년을 맞이합니다. 단숨에 이 기상으로 강성국가 건설이 주요 전국마다에서 진격의 돌파구를 열고 인민의 행복을 위한 좋은 일을 많이 하여 당과 인민의 믿음과 기대에 훌륭히 보답하였습니다. 나는 당의 두리에 굳게 뭉쳐 인민군 장병들과 인민들에게 새해 따뜻한 인사를 드리며.
A lot of people liking that this afternoon. I mean, that, for me, that is a classic Friday speech as
yeah,
well, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the sun is shining. It's a nice day in most places around the country. You know, people are driving around. They're going about their business listening to this. And what a way to start your weekend, to listen to Kim Jong-un's Ready for War speech in its original Korean, playing that especially for Ross in Teesside's grandparents' diamond anniversary, which they wanted to hear. A lot of people saying they're loving it as well. Just got a text in here from Nick saying he's listening in the car, and he could tell that the car next to him is listening to Talk Radio as well because the driver was mouthing along with that.
Oh, no way.
In the original Korean.
That's so sweet.
Isn't it, though? So that's lovely. Yasmin Khan, you were listening to that as
I
well.
I was.
Yes, I know. And you said, well, what did you say?
It's brought a tear to my eye.
Yes.
A deep, I tell you, a yearning within my soul.
Yes.
That when I finally find the man of my dreams.
Yes.
That he would actually serenade me with that.
Well, that's the thing about speeches, isn't it? They tug on your emotional heartstrings.
Yeah. Definitely tugged on something.
Yes, and that one's got a hook, which is the bit you can often join in with.
The bit I like is when the beat drops.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you're. Anyway, listen, Yasmin, it's a pleasure to see you. Now you're in. You're in.
I'm in.
You're in.
I'm
doing,
just in.
Doing Drive
again,
aren't you? You're the proper Sam Delaney. That's what people are saying.
I didn't like to say.
No.
I let it. Left it for you to say.
Okay. But you're also doubling up because not only are we going to discuss the fact that you are on from four.
Yes.
I nearly said five. Then I'm not going to stay around
greedy.
That long. Four with Drive. And we'll find out what's coming up on your program in a moment. But you are celebrity guest diversity paper reviewer.
I've ticked so many boxes.
This is excellent news. And for those that don't know, by the way, our diversity paper review is where we take someone from diversity and put them on the radio in order to fulfil the quota that Lenny Henry's so angry about.
Hang on, not diversity the dance group, because if so, this is going to go really badly wrong.
Fortunately not.
Good.
No, they're not part. I mean, I've checked with Lenny Henry and he doesn't care about them.
No.
But he's right in saying, I think you'll agree, he's right in saying there's not enough diversity in the broadcasting industry,
true.
In media in general.
Yep.
So we are doing our bit on a day-by-day basis, bringing in a diversity to review the papers.
And I am one.
Which one are you?
I have several boxes.
Go on.
We can start with, I'm definitely brown.
Yes, correct.
Of both parentage.
Excellent.
So I'm Pakistani.
Yes.
However, I was born in Yorkshire.
Right.
I mean, we can count that as being non-London-centric.
Oh, we have to, yeah.
Yeah. I'm also from North London.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a box.
Yes,
it's
gotta
be a box.
Yeah.
What else can I throw in there? Muslim family.
This is brilliant. Memo to Lenny. Next time, Lenny, you do a speech, you should be listening to this because you'll be holding us another.
I'm Pisces.
This is everything now. This is everything.
And I've got one dodgy ankle.
Absolutely incredible.
I'm a funding application dream.
You certainly are. And you're also a paper reviewing dream. What have you got for us?
We've got two stories. We're going to be talking about these later, but also these have dominated the day. We are basically fat and tired.
Well, you've just described me. Don't agree with that, Cornelius.
That's hard.
I mean,
I was agreeing with it for myself.
Oh,
well.
Fine. That's all right then. Good. Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah.
To look at you, I wouldn't say either of those things.
I wouldn't say.
But you didn't say that about John.
No, I was just coming to that.
Hang on a minute.
I can say anything because I'm a diversity.
It's true. They can get away with anything.
So, according to research, and, you know, we don't always look at research, but this is big research,
yes.
Quite literally. Led by scientists from Imperial College London, published in The Lancet, so
yep.
Obviously it must be real. 20 million adult men and women from 1975 to 2014, that's what they've studied, and it found that obesity in men has tripled and more than doubled in women. I mean, we are a fat world.
Where do you have to? What's the level? Because it used to be the BMI index, didn't
yeah.
it? Is that still how they measure obesity?
That's how they've gone with it as well.
Okay, so what's the sort of benchmark when are you obese and when are you not obese? That is the question.
Yes, the thing is, it's to do with your height. So there is no for each individual, it's different.
I'm
so
screwed.
It's to do with your height and to be fair, you're not fat.
No, thank you for that.
You're not at all fat. However, many of us are. So global obesity, and I'm not going to bore you with too many stats here, but it went up from 3% and a bit in 1975 amongst men to 10.8% now.
Yes.
Women, sadly, it's worse. 6.4% in 1975, so mid-70s, 6.4% of women are obese. Now it's nearly 15% of women.
What we've also learned is that statistics are dull. So, you know,
there you go.
We're learning lessons. How about, right, I'm just thinking, because obesity starts in childhood, right? That's now, childhood obesity is a problem, that's mm-hmm. where it leads on to adulthood, because I guess that's part of the study, right? Do you have to go back, and do you start, you have to tackle it back there, right? You have to stop children from eating.
So here's the question,
yeah.
Can you tackle it? Because, I've sat behind a mic just like you, and I've taken calls where people have gone, I have done everything. I've done everything to try and do something about this.
Yes.
It's not something that, it's just in my genes, I can't control it. Obviously, yeah.
Or out
us,
of the top of your genes.
I've had that one. A lot of us, obviously, we just need to cut back what we're eating.
Yes.
And do it now. Not tomorrow, not Monday, not whatever, but now. Start
yeah.
now.
I mean, Look, I think that if you just cut down, it's a calorie thing, right?
Yeah.
So if you just stop eating.
Eat less, move more.
There!
That's
See?
It.
No, I mean, I know the faddy diets. I know the 5-2, and I know the Atkin, all those.
Oh, I've tried them all.
Just yeah, but just
don't work.
Eat less, yeah, move more. There we go. It's not complex, is it? Really?
You should rule the world.
I don't know why I don't.
Well, if you did, just imagine you could make speeches like Kim Jong.
Yes.
Yeah.
In which I implore everyone to eat less, fewer, and move more. What other story have you got?
Sadly, we're also going down the drain when it comes to sleep. Britons are missing an hour's sleep every night, says the report. So we sleep so less during the week that by the end of the week, we've lost, we're losing a night's sleep, basically.
Yeah, so this is basically an hour a night.
Yes.
Then. So how, what do we mean we lose it? I mean,
don't sleep. We sleep badly.
Do we go to bed late or are we staying awake?
Everything. We're staying awake. We've got our phones on in our room. Whatever it is.
Are we tossing and turning?
We're doing all of that.
Okay.
An awful lot of that.
It does often keep me awake.
And it's, you know, I know we joke, but so many people have sleep problems. I had insomnia for years. And they're calling on a sort of national sleep strategy. That's how bad it is.
So what is that, though? How does that work?
Well, go to bed on time, I think.
Do you know, here's the thing, though. The older I get, to be brutally honest, I am happy to go to bed. I put my children to bed about 7:30, right? I would happily just go to bed at the same time.
Hang on, I thought you were going to say the older you get, the less sleep you want.
No, I would happily go to bed at 7:30 and I would sleep for 12 hours without any problem at all.
Lucky.
I would just, I have fallen asleep standing up on a train.
Wow, I'm a tosser and turner.
Are you?
Yes.
It's annoying. Is that because you're too, you've got to let your mind go free, Yasmin. You've got to let it empty of the day.
But then I just see things like, oh, bunny rabbits and chocolate and flowers. And then I start thinking about all the sad problems in the world with bunny rabbits, chocolate and flowers.
You see, if I was in charge of the world, right, I'd take all the sad things out of the world. But why is chocolate sad? Oh, because it makes people fat.
There you go, see?
Oh, I see the problem now.
I'm teaching you my way of thinking.
I haven't really thought it through. Yasmin, thank you so much for coming in to review the papers for the Celebrity Diversity Paper Review today.
Wow.
And you're on from 4.
I am.
With more of that and more.
More of that and more. And Tony Hawk's. And a music
the
review.
The comedian or the skateboarder?
The comedian.
Okay, fine. Okay. Because there is a skateboarder called Tony Hawk's. It's very confusing.
And an 80s legend. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, come on.
No.
Who's she?
Is our first living legend. All will be revealed at about 5:20.
I'm going to start guessing this.
The first living legend of the 80s.
Not the first one. It's our first one.
Okay.
As in, first time we've done the feature.
All right, fine. Good, right, 3:30. Yasmin's on from 4. Thank you very much. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
A British Islamic extremist has been found guilty of planning a terror attack on American military personnel in Britain. 25-year-old Janae Khan has also been convicted of preparing to go to Syria. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble has more.
Kingston Crown Court heard Junaid Khan used his job as a delivery driver to visit air bases which host US Air Force units. Officers found Al-Qaeda instructions for making a viable pipe bomb on his laptop, photos of him posing with an Islamic State group flag, and messages with a British jihadi who was killed in a US drone strike in Syria. The 25-year-old from Luton, who showed no emotion as the verdict was read out, will be sentenced in May.
The Chancellor says the government is doing everything it possibly can to help steelworkers who face losing their jobs after Tata decided to sell its UK business. George Osborne says he's working to impose tariffs on cheap Chinese imports, which are being blamed for the collapse in prices. A judge has told a 16-year-old he's a risk to others as she sentenced him to 9 years behind bars for stabbing a school pupil in Aberdeen. Last month, he was cleared of murder and convicted of the lesser charge of culpable homicide. A jury heard his victim, Bailey Gwynne, who was also 16, was attacked at Colts Academy after a row over a biscuit. A national junior boxing event's been cancelled after police warned of a threat to life. The England Boxing's Junior Championships had been due to be held in Portsmouth this weekend. Organisers say the police had told them virtually nothing about the threat made towards the event. And tributes have been paid to this morning's agony aunt, Denise Robertson, who's died of pancreatic cancer aged 83. Philip Schofield says he's heartbroken, while Richard Madeley's told Talk Radio she was dedicated to helping others. The weather mainly dry and sunny for much of the south, but cloudy further north with some outbreaks of rain, which will be heavy at times, feeling windy with highs of 13 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's okay, John. Okay,
thank you very much. 3:32, it's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There's live music coming up very shortly indeed, for on a Friday, it's when we go out onto the streets of London and drag a busker in. That'll be happening very shortly. But then that was Victoria with the news. But the news, as we know, is very complicated. But here is where we distill it down for you, and we bring you the news through the ancient art of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Minimum wage day is still not enough to buy Fragua APM.
The news in haikus. Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Then live music, we promise you, on a Friday afternoon, and live music we are about to deliver. Last week we went out to the South Bank and we dragged a busker in against his will, moving him away from his money-earning pitch. We've done exactly the same this week as well, because that's how we get live music. Hey, you know, if Radio 1 have got a live lounge, what we've got is just a sort of half-dead corner in the studio, and we like to fill it with the noise of a busker, for that is how we do live sessions on Talk Radio. He joins me now. He's from busking. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who are you?
My name is Nick Davis. I'm a London busker. Moved here in about January.
Okay. Where from, Nick Davis?
From Essex originally.
Okay.
I was doing a lot of travelling in Australia. That's where I got into busking.
Oh, I see.
And now I'm back. I thought, let's bring some music to London.
Cornelius is coming around to just move your microphone slightly, because he thinks he knows what he's doing, but he actually doesn't.
All right, while I'm talking.
That's better. There you go. Where are you from? Essex originally?
Yeah, in Chelmsford.
Okay. And then you went to Australia for how long?
2 years.
2 years. What did you do? Just travel then?
Yes, I travelled, and that's where I got into busking. I was sort of playing a lot, and that was what I was doing to get around, to pay around.
Did you take your instrument with you, Nick?
I got a guitar out there.
Did you?
Yeah.
And did you bring the same one back?
No, it kind of got a bit battered. Someone, one night when I was out busking, someone launched a potato and it hit the guitar, cracked it.
Some criticism right there, though.
Yeah, it's the most bizarre. And it had their name on it. It's the most bizarre thing. Yeah.
What was the name? Can you remember?
Oh, I can't remember.
Well, yeah, but that might have been, it might have been just the equivalent of, you know, when Tom Jones gets pants thrown at him? In Australia, it might be that, you know, instead of underwear, they just throw potatoes.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Well, I would. I mean, I wouldn't take that as criticism. If I were you, I would take that
Maybe he thought I was hungry.
Yeah, but with their name on it, that's like, hey, get in touch, isn't it? That's like a sort of...
I wasn't sure whether I was should to be scared or worried.
Yeah, well, and it broke your guitar.
Yeah, no,
who knew a potato would have the power to smash a guitar? It's not exactly Pete Townsend level, is it? But it's a start. So, you know.
Take what I can get at that point.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Right. So you've been busking then since you got back?
Yeah, well, I spent a few months at home with the parents deciding what to do, and I thought, I'll come to London, I'll take music a bit more.
Yeah.
I say seriously, but take it more seriously,
make
it my main thing. But yeah, I'm out busking all the time.
Okay.
So over in central London, in Camden quite a lot. It's just really fun.
Okay.
Especially now it's getting creeping towards summer.
Yes. So where would you say is the most lucrative place to busk?
Oh, that'd be telling secrets, wouldn't it?
Ah, good answer. Good answer, yes. Because I guess everyone's got their own sort of, you know, where they go, right?
Well, yeah, well, there's so many different parts of London that realistically you can just rock up anywhere and start playing. But central London, it's somewhat... We regulate between us, so we have certain spots.
Is it like sort of busker
around.
Union?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an organisation called Busk in London that sort of
Is it like, I want to imagine, it's a bit like, you're too young, you won't remember, there was a program called Hill Street Blues.
No idea.
Right. It was a cop show. Right. Okay. Very influential at the time. What used to happen at the beginning of Hill Street Blues was that there was the room of policemen before they went off for their day would be given their assignments and pitches and what they had to go and do in a room by a man just going, right, okay, officer thing, you've got to go and do that. And I like to think that all of the buskers of London have to go to one room in the morning when the head busker just hands out, wait, what, you, Camden, just... Nick, South Bank, like that. Oh, just I don't want to go on the South Bank. You don't get as much money as Cameron. Shut up. Get out there. You've got 48 hours. You've got 48 hours to be like that.
Have you seen... There's this film called August Rush. Have you seen
I'm not familiar with it, no.
That's basically what happens in that. There's this head guy that has all these kids, buskers, just sends them out around New York to busk. And
yeah.
Them in their spot.
Is that like a sort of... is that a kind of a busker... I don't know, sort of call to arms, is that you must watch the film to join us. Join. It's like the Freemasons.
Yeah, sometimes I do feel like a little bit like I'm part of a cult. Yeah. Because we're out playing in the freezing cold, playing songs to people. So I feel a little bit crazy sometimes.
Okay.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to hear a tune, first of all. So what we're going to hear, first of all, is this...
I was deciding what to do. Maybe I'll let you decide. For a cover, I was going to do either Bob Marley or Amy Winehouse Valerie.
Oh, interesting. All right. Well, should we do the covers? Do you want one of yours first? Is that a thing?
Sure.
We do one of your songs first, then we'll do a cover afterwards. Okay, so...
what's it called?
All right, I'll give you...
A little bit of a tuning there.
I was trying to decide what to do. I think I'll do this one because I've recently recorded it and I'm going to upload it soon. It's called Flower of Paris.
Flower of Paris.
Yeah, and I wrote it. Do you want to know what it's about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's about a flower.
No, well.
But of Paris, no?
Perfect, dead on. No, I went to, for various reasons, went to Paris in December.
Yeah.
And there was a lot going on there. And then, I don't know, took my guitar, so I did some busking. One day near Montmartre, which is like the Sacré-Cœur, the cathedral there.
Yes.
There was a girl busking playing accordion. So I just saw her and thought, oh, I'll go and join you and let's play some music together.
Did
that for a couple of hours. It was amazing.
Did you have an ulterior motive, Nick?
No, not at all. Okay, fine. Music was my motive.
Of course it was, yeah, I believe.
And I got a song out of it, so this is that song.
Excellent. All right, here it is. Nick Davis, Flower of Paris.
Smile, I wasn't sure why. A true flower maiden, beautiful and fair, overflowing with spirit, I could drown in your stare. I listened and stole my quick glances. Your fingers they whispered, then flew in their dances. A calming breeze leaves floating in the sky, petals of a flower, nature's lullaby. Thank you.
Asia, flower of Paris. song, but until that day, I'll be singing of you to pass the time away.
Come on, yeah! Live music on the radio!
We all thought it'd finish, but there was more. We did.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Always happens.
I thought it was finishing. And I saw you look at me going, no, there's more of this. I was like, fine.
I wasn't sure if I'd had to say it.
No, it's fine. Good.
Every time I've been out busking playing that song, everyone's about to,
Listen, we're going to talk more. We're going to take a break. We'll talk more. That's Nick Davies. That was called Flower of Paris. I think we're going to take Valerie from you.
Yeah,
3:45. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Ahoy there. Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus Run 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
This spring, you'll find inspiring choices at DFS. Everything from armchairs to loungers, two-seaters, sofa beds, high backs, pillow backs, recliners, chaise longues, and corner sofas with built-in storage in sky blue, grey, ruby, teal perhaps. Right now, new season spring collection sofas are half price. Available with 4 years interest-free credit. And because they're all handmade to order in your choice of style and colour, you're sure to find the perfect one. How inspiring's that? DFS, not percent APR representative.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, long delays on the M6 southbound between junction 20 and 19 due to an earlier accident with congestion back to junction 22. West Yorkshire, it's slow on the M62 eastbound between 22 and 23 due to an earlier accident. In Cambridgeshire, the M11 northbound, a lane closed due to an accident between junction 13 and 14 causing long delays back to junction 10. And at Neathport Talbot, the M4, two lanes closed eastbound between 42 and 41 causing 6 miles of queues to junction 44. That's the latest. I'm Alex Totney.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. and she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. Tomorrow night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, 10 to 4, it is Talk Radio. If you were just listening, you'll have heard a man, and he had a guitar, and he was singing a song. He's going to do another one before he does, as we have live music here on Talk Radio, and as Talk Radio's head of music, I made that up myself, Nick, then that is why I'm allowed to play music on the radio.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm in charge of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that makes sense. Right?
The station, yeah,
screw
yeah.
the Ofcom licence.
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Come on. Stick it to the
man.
Whoa! Come on.
Oh,
stick
God.
It to the man.
Let's hope the man ain't listening.
Yeah, the man ain't listening to
no,
this.
No one
doesn't like it. Fine. So, Nick Davis, just before you play us another tune, you're not signed or anything? You're not got.
No.
You just told me this is your first time on the radio.
First
right?
time on the radio.
That's
yeah.
pretty good, though, isn't it?
Mm.
First, that's not bad at all.
Really? I did all right.
Well,
I think. Well, I don't know. Yeah, we'll be
if you get an angry mob outside.
Exactly.
In yeah. about 5 minutes, you'll know.
We've got people armed with potatoes.
Yeah.
I trying to smash up
now.
Your equipment.
Oh, yeah.
That might be your thing. Hey, everyone needs a gimmick, right? Everyone needs a gimmick.
Don't make that my gimmick. I've got plenty of other things.
who's the one with the hat? James Bay. He's got a hat.
James Bay wears a hat.
Hasn't he?
I sometimes dress like a pirate.
You do look a bit like a pirate,
there
that's true.
Yeah, that would be my
Nick
thing.
Davis, the potato pirate. You
potato
see, I'm helping.
Pirate.
Wait,
wait. I'm helping. I'll take that.
I'm helping.
Fine.
You got to say
you.
What you can get. You got to cut
yeah.
through. The BBC Sound of 2017, that's you. But it's the potato guy. It doesn't matter because
what have you started?
I don't know.
What have you done?
I apologise.
You can find
Nick at online at nkmusic.com. Is that .one?
Yep.
nkmusic.one. Nick Davis hasn't got a C in it. It's trendy. N-I-K. Or Facebook is Nick Davis Music. But let's hear track number 2. It's a cover. It's going to be...
Amy Winehouse, Valerie.
Technically the Zootons.
Technically the Zootons.
Well, you know,
she's a cover of it.
Absolutely fine. Good. 10
right,
to 4.
The Zootons, Valerie.
Here we go.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. I think of other things, what you do. In my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Don't you come on over. Stop making a fool of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie. You have to go to jail, put your house up for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch your tan. Hope you found the right man who'll fix it for you. You shopping anywhere? Change the color of your hair. Are you busy? You have to pay that fine. You was dodging all that time and you sound dizzy. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Then you come on over, stop making a fool of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie,
by myself, and I look across the water. Think of all the things, what you're doing. My head, I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. Miss you, I change your hair. No way you like to dress. Then you come on over. Stop making a fool of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
On Woo! Talk Radio on a Friday afternoon. That is Nick, no C, Davis. You can find him on Facebook, Nick Davis Music. You can find him at nkmusic.one on the internet. Nick, thanks so much for coming. How much money do you think we've actually lost you by taking you away from
millions.
Your
picks? Millions. I should just claim this. Yeah.
Yeah,
millions.
Just, millions. How much have you got any change, Colin?
Yeah, yeah. Empty your pockets. That's come on. Here we go. Let me.
No. I'm sort of bad about it now.
He's actually. Can you hear that? Yeah. They're actually throwing money at me. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Have you got a potato?
All the dignity that I gained. I've got
potatoes. No potatoes.
No potatoes.
Yeah, Nick, thanks very much. Fantastic. Okay, before we go, it is obviously, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that it is Some Request Friday. That is where, of course, it's a speech radio station. Despite the fact we just play some live music, we can't actually play recorded music as for requests. So Some Request Friday. What speech would you like to hear? Maybe you've got an anniversary coming up. Maybe you're going on a stag weekend. Earlier on, there was people going on a stag weekend. They wanted to hear a speech about the biochemistry of the cavewoman. That was Jake and Ian on their way to Bristol to get smashed. What speech would you like to hear and talk along with in the car? I've got one here. This is from Gary Andrews on Twitter. Please, John, could we hear the powerful and moving speech from Gary Barlow on the original split of Take That? It helped me through a lot of difficult times on a split up with my wife. I used to listen to Gary Barlow's speech when Take That split up and it made me feel better, he writes. It was an event that ignited a nation. You might mean united there, I'm not quite sure. Anyway, here it is. It's Gary Barlow's speech, especially for you, Gary.
Just say thanks for everybody's support in the last 5 years. You've been absolutely fantastic to us, but unfortunately the rumours are true. How Deep Is Your Love is going to be our last single together, and The Greatest Hits is going to be our last album, and from today
is no more.
So there you go. Thank you.
Oh, and that helped Gary through his divorce. That's Gary Barlow there, the speech when Take That split up as part of Some Request Friday on Talk Radio. That is just about it from me. I'm John Holmes. We'll be back on Monday with Afternoons on Talk Radio, 1 till 4. Just one final reaction. Reactions have been coming in about the... Just reactions. What reactions come in, Cornelius?
We've had this letter come in. It says, "We will not rest until the West stop, collaborate and listen." And that's from Vanilla Isis.
Thank you very much. We'll see you on Monday, 1 till 4. Yasmin Khan is next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.